Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
My girl. The best of Don and Mike's final Friday edition, September 17th. Don and Mike and Zach live on Monday. One more day of best of, and what a good one for you. Today, we will discuss the Green Bay Packer casket. We'll have Jeopardy with a great Hollywood legend. Also, Buzz getting some absence. Interview with rock and roll great Joe Perry. But first, allegedly, Cameron Gray is our boss. Allegedly. In this segment, he sends out a memo and gets everyone all riled up, particularly Tim McWilliams. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, Rob, do we have some very happy, up-tempo music that you could grab? Just
happy music to indicate a happy place?
I'll take the Disney music right there, first one.
Perfect. This is a happy place.
Well, because this was an email sent by Cameron Gray, who is the operations director of the moment at WJFK. He lost the lottery and he took the job.
Gladly took the job.
And he sent this note to, let me see, some guy named John Spahn, whoever that is. See, I don't know all the names because everybody has their AOL names here.
Right.
But in essence, he sent it to all the disc jockeys, all of the salespeople, and all of the nut-laden higher-ups.
And the support staff?
Yes, everybody got this. This was like CC'd to...
Really?
Jesus Christ, to every, like to 50 people.
Oh, good.
So he writes, to all, this is a note to remind you about the procedure regarding coming into the air studio. No one is to enter the studio to discuss any sales or promotions this is a note to remind you of the procedure regarding coming into the air studio. No one is to enter the studio to discuss any sales and or promotions matters with air talent. All such matters should be going through producers anyway, but please make especially sure that you're not walking into the air studio while the show is on the air or when the talent is still in there. Please allow some built-in time for talent and producers to get ready for or to decompress after a show.
Wow.
We want to support and help with the sales and promotion process, but we'd like to make sure all such discussions are done at the appropriate times and in the appropriate venues.
Yeah, it's nice.
Please let me know if you have any questions, and I appreciate your anticipated support.
Mm. Well, that's very good, Cameron.
Well written.
Cameron Gray. Now, I also want to say that this didn't come from me,
mm-hmm.
and I know this didn't come from Mike.
No.
Although the sales credents have learned not to come in here unless we ask them to come in.
Right.
So this was sent out, and basically it's a long-standing rule at most stations. Mm-hmm. You know, when the disc jockey's in here, you know, don't come in and go, hey, how would you like to cut a commercial for a car dealership, which I guess has been happening.
Right.
Well, here is the answer that was sent back from Salesperson of the Week, Tim McWilliams.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't just send it to Cameron. He carbon copied it to everybody who received it.
Oh, wow.
Meaning not only all of the disc jockeys. Ooh. And
there's a thing on top that's reply, and there's a thing on top that's reply all.
Right. Was there any need for any kind of response to this memo?
Now, let me read you the response, and then you'll see why I'm just absolutely like a flower bursting in spring with happy thoughts about working here.
Very good.
That Cameron sent out what anybody, I think, would objectively say, that is a realistic request.
Kind of a standard procedure at most radio stations.
You know, just don't come in and bother the disc jockeys when they're doing their shows with sales stuff.
Right.
So, Tim McWilliams wrote back to everybody. I mean, I got all the names, you know, Alan Leinwand, Michael Hughes, Julie Fullman, all the executive titles, all the salespeople, everybody. You got it on your email at home. Here's his answer. Yo, Gray. He's on a last name basis, I guess, with Cameron Gray. And incidentally, he also used, I'll show you that, here was the font that Cameron sent, which could be described as petite.
Yeah. Normal.
And here is the font that Tim sent, which could be described as A-hole. Threatening.
Right.
Ooh. Yo, Gray, decompress this. Talent doesn't know what pressure is. Spend a month in sales and we'll talk.
Somebody's angry.
Now, if that
that's
not the sign of a happy, harmonious
talent doesn't know what pressure is.
Wow. No, but salespeople do, and I'm guessing that it didn't come from this room, but someone Tim must have been badgering one of the DJs here, and someone must have said something, and the memo went out, and you know, you got to think it went out directed at Tim. Because he's the only one that took the time to respond to all...
Yo, Gray.
To all 56...
Yo, Gray.
To all 56 people who were sent this email.
Wow.
Let me see, Bud. Let me see if you got it. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to figure out...
No, I didn't get it.
No, you didn't. I got it. Mike got it. Ron and Fez got it. Charlie got it. Lisa got it, and then you work your way up. All the salespeople got it, and then all the way to the general manager and the vice president and stuff.
Wow. So should we assume that perhaps the email was directed at Tim initially? I would think so. Or
I don't know.
You know, with Tim, you never know. I'd certainly love to find out.
It's a generic email.
Find out why the hostility? Could we possibly investigate this further? Please.
Well, I've asked. He's not here. He's not here.
What about Cameron? Would Cameron be willing to...
What's Cameron's number? I sent Cameron an email about...
I love a little people's court on the show to start a Friday.
Cameron worded that very nicely.
You know what Cameron's... I believe... do we all give Cameron thumbs up so far for his job?
Right.
He's stepping up and taking the bull by the balls, doing the job.
There used to be a giant sign on the door that said, salespeople stay out, but some of the salespeople found that offensive. Some of the sign had to be taken down.
Here's Cameron. He's coming into the studio. Hi, Cameron.
Hey. You want some Dunkin' Donuts?
Hi, Greg.
With now new flavors of caramel.
So, hi. Hi, Cam. So,
hi, guys.
Did you get my email that I sent you back? Did you get my reply?
No.
I replied to you directly based on Tim's reply.
Thank you.
Yo, Gray!
Yeah. Yo, Tim.
Decompress this.
Right.
Talent doesn't know what pressure is. Spend a month in sales and we'll talk. Look, how did you interpret that? And not only, you know, and incidentally, not only did he just send it to you,
right.
He sent it to everybody in the food chain.
Well, after you're reading the memo on the air, he's walking down the hall, he sees me, he says, you hit reply all, stupid.
Oh, so he is here.
Oh, bring him in.
Yeah.
Get him in here.
I thought I saw
him. Come on, let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, let's.
This is good radio.
Court is in session.
Okay, so we'll let in this corner.
Rob's going to get him. He's not going to come in. He's got to. should I go there? Should I go to try to grab him?
No,
is he going to come, Rob?
Joe's getting him right now. There is such an electricity that you can almost. It smells like bumper cars
in this corner. Cameron Gray, known to thus far as Gray.
Gray.
In this corner, Tipic Williams, who used to be known on this show as the singing sales guy.
It has been a long time since we've had Tipic Williams on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming in, ladies and gentlemen,
Tipic Williams.
Tim McWilliams.
Timbo.
Good afternoon, salaried employees.
Oh, Jesus.
Commissioner Sales and Tim McWilliams.
So, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tim, explain to me, please.
Come on. Ray, they're under pressure. Please.
Shut up, McWilliams. Now, Cameron sends out what I believe is a...
Look, he's tripping on the concept.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Please. Cameron sends out what I believe is a rather milquetoast...
Yeah.
Now, listen, don't come in the studio.
Look, you sleazy got the translation? Look, you slime ball sales guys, just stay out of the studio because you lowlifes aren't allowed to come in where us salaried employee talent guys are in there just, you know,
what
absolutely
freaking
on the edge.
You speak.
When we leave, we have to go out there and smoke and drink a half a bottle of something rather just to absolutely calm down.
Tim, I think that you would find that Cameron's policy, and just a reminder of the policy, would be, I would believe, standard.
Yeah,
standard
it's not
common
my
practice.
Policy. I'm just saying what policy is. It wasn't even at me. It wasn't me, right?
It wasn't a what?
It wasn't at me. It wasn't directed at me.
No, it was not.
Right. I didn't think
it was not directed.
You know what? I really when I knew
then
it was.
Why'd you take it so first?
The National National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following counties in central Virginia: City of Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, until 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3.04 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 17 miles west of Massaponax, moving north at 30 miles per hour. Another storm over northeast Louisa County will affect central and eastern Spotsylvania County as well. Some locations near the path of this storm include Fredericksburg and Massaponax. If you are near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses.
We get three in a row, and we go down 3 points, 4 points,
mm-hmm.
three in a row. Where do you think that leaves us?
Mike, would you consider the show an autopilot? Seriously.
Autopilot?
Autopilot.
Oh, autopilot.
This is the problem.
Show
people
does
know
itself.
You. This you got this problem. Going on, that going on. Boom.
Autopilot.
Come on, Mike, please.
Geez. It's on right. Autopilot, Tim. It's real easy. You just come in and you flick a button every day.
People,
you know what?
You got it done.
You know what's on autopilot around here is your side of the building.
Oh, that's, hey, look at that line outside the window. Those are all the people looking to buy orders from me. We got to make this show. We got to cut this
Let
show.
Let me show you the last ratings book, Tim. If you can't sell the last ratings book, you don't belong to
I'm
be here.
I'm not complaining about anything. I can sell this place. I sold it when you were, what, 17th or 14th? What was that?
That was one book. One book.
Right.
5.5 years
and
ago.
And it wasn't even a representative book. It was a bad book. It shouldn't have been there. But the
Cameron's memo was not disrespectful.
Oh, come on.
Your response was totally disrespectful.
Come on.
Respect for the air talent and the producers.
You know?
Hold on. Let Cameron say something here. What do you want to say, Cameron?
I mean, it's just a simple matter of having respect for the work you guys do and the work the producers help you do. That's it. No one's calling you a scumbag or
a low-life sleazebag sales guy.
That's ridiculous. I'm just saying, show some proper respect and talk to these people outside the studio.
And here's a question. How would you like it when you're closing one of your crooked deals if we walked in and just started yelling?
Yeah.
How would you like that? Respect that.
It happens all the time. We call it cubicles. Yeah.
Jim, I need someone. I think someone needs to pull you aside and explain to you how this works. That as much as it pains me to say this, it's a partnership.
Don, I've been pulled aside so many times in this place, my shoulder's out of joint. You could have made the line on the news and everybody else that's got a VP around here. You
kidding
me?
Tim,
I got a bad rotator cuff, baby.
Tim, relevant question.
Yes.
For you, from me to you, when was the last time you had any serious downtime? Some time off? I think maybe it might be a. Yeah, we know you work hard, Tim.
You're
I'm wondering.
Cracking up.
Buzz thinks you're cracking up.
Yeah. Tim, how are you? I mean, are you okay?
I'm a little tight. No, the budgets are crazy.
When's the last time you had a nice vacation?
I haven't had a vacation this year.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
Take one.
No. But I used to take one. You're allowed to take
one. I am allowed to take one. Yeah, that's right. I'll get one before the end of the year. That's
well, now, why haven't you taken a vacation?
You know, we got numbers up there, Don, and it just killing numbers. I go to the beach. Well, who's going to sell? You know, it doesn't just pile in here.
Well, Tim, it's so easy.
There's no fixed oven sales.
As you just said, it's on autopilot. So what's the problem?
Hey, the show's on autopilot. You guys come in, you put your feet up, drink a little water. Next thing you know, you're playing
the heck of you. I don't put my feet up.
The newscast, we go home.
What? Yeah, it's so easy. How about we switch places right now?
No, I'm not looking
to go. Hey! Sorry.
No, we like ratings.
No, if it's so easy.
What, we want to give Tim the rest of the break.
No.
We'll take a powder and let Tim handle it.
I'll go make a sales call.
No,
I don't think I'd have a problem calling an agency going, hi, how would you like to buy a show that's been number one for 19 out of the last 20 ratings books?
You want to do one now?
Pardon me?
You want to...
National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following counties in Northwest Virginia: Madison, Rappahannock, until 4:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3:10 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 13 miles south of Sperryville, moving north at 35 miles per hour. Some locations near the path of this storm include Sperryville. If you are near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Tornadoes in hilly or mountainous terrain are especially dangerous. Take cover now. You may not be able to see or hear the tornado coming.
You, why does it bother you? If you never bother Don and Mike, why does it bother? This is like you being upset about a traffic law in India. It's not going to affect you.
Hey, Tim.
I don't like those traffic laws.
Here's the bottom line,
Tim. I don't think they're right. That's a great shirt, by the way.
If you don't get it, you can't sell it. And if you think that we're in here phoning it in and it's goddamn autopilot, then you really don't get what we do.
Don, are you saying that there's somebody out there in the sales force that better get your show to me? Come on.
Well, I would have thought no until the last 10 minutes in which you said,
you know, the autopilot.
We come in and
that hurts.
Phone it in.
I'm sorry, all right? It's not autopilot. You really do have to know what you're doing, all right? I give you that. All I'm saying is you guys are not exactly running out the door to your local shrink every Monday to Friday at 7:05. Is that true?
That's
how do
point.
You know?
Don,
how
because
do you know?
Let's go around the room. Excuse me. Let's go around the room. Don, have you seen a psychological person? Yes. Have I seen a psychological person? Yes. Buzz, do you see a shrink?
Yes.
Yes, we all do, Tim.
Maybe I didn't know the fine print.
Absolutely.
No. And listen, I'm just going to say something else on behalf of everybody in this show.
Oh.
You know what this is? They call this, you can put any name you want on it, but they call this dealing with a-holes pills. You see what it says on this prescription? Take one tablet 3 times a day by mouth. You know why? Because if I didn't take these, I'd kill someone.
Like sales guys sitting in the cubicle saying, this show's on autopilot.
Right.
Yeah. Emailing it to the rest of the free world.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, all right?
Well, I think this is
going
very well.
I didn't mean it
well.
To be directed at you. It came from Mr. Gray here.
No, Gray.
I hear you.
Yo, Gray.
Yo, I hear you. Gray.
Yo, Gray.
Decompress this.
Talon doesn't know what pressure is. Tim, Gray, you know, if you wanted a better way to alienate yourself from all of the people that work in program, you could not have come up with a better way.
Well, I tried my best. Did I do good?
Good job.
You did good.
All right.
That's all right,
Tim. You did it with some of us years ago anyway.
You did good.
Well, gentlemen, am I done?
Yeah, that's it. You're done.
More than you know.
Thank you.
Thank
done.
You, Sam. We'll just relax. Be sitting here on autopilot, continuing to deliver those great ratings for you.
There you go. There he goes. Tim McWilliams, ladies and gentlemen.
I had no idea.
God damn. All right, Cameron. So
thanks,
hold
Cameron.
On. Don't just walk out. What's your take on this, Cameron?
It's just comical. It's absolutely comical.
You know, if you can't laugh at this, you can't.
And having worked on shows before I got this position, I was tired and needed decompression after just working on the show. I can't even imagine hosting a show. The guy just doesn't live in this reality.
You know, and hey, I'm going to give Tim McWilliams some props here. You know, he's got balls.
Yeah.
And in the same breath, let me say, what a...
let me say, I think everybody here works hard, but I take great umbrage with this, you know, on autopilot. Really, Tim? Well, I tell you what, pal. Stick around for 5 years and see how well you do when Mike and I take a powder in 5 years. See how easy it is without us in 5 years.
Sitting here drinking beverages and putting our feet up.
Hey,
what an a-hole.
How dare he.
All right, so Mike does that. But
nice and cold.
But he's funny. He's funny. Well, here we are. Excuse me. Let me just phone it in. Let me just put this baby. You know what? Let me just put this baby on autopilot just for a second to see what happens, okay? Let's just put it on autopilot for a second. It's running pretty smooth on autopilot, isn't it?
I like it.
Look at that.
Hey, McWilliams.
Yeah, there, Donnie.
Am I done here?
Pressure. Jesus Christ. You want pressure? Come in once a month and look at a flawed rating system that spews out your future every 30 days. You son of a bitch. You don't think that's pressure? You don't think that's effing pressure? To sit there and pray and go through rituals going, huh, we better be the next, you know, when it takes out and goes, WTOP number one, you go, oh, if we're not number two, I'm going to kill myself.
You know, I came out of the studio one day, collapsed, and blood came from every opening I had. Blood flow like you've never seen before.
But that was because you were on the Percocet.
Well, what it was, the Percocet was hiding a grapefruit ulcer.
Yeah, he was literally bleeding to death.
I was bleeding to death.
Anyway, what a happy place to work this is.
Yes, thank you, guys.
What a happy Thank you, Cameron. That's a nice memo.
Thanks, Cameron.
Hearts over there.
Nice job.
Yo,
hey,
Gray.
Hey, Cameron.
Yes, Geronimo.
Gray. Now, the thing is, being as Stern is piped in from New York, and O'Reilly's piped in from New York.
Yes.
Well, I think the list of suspects is rapidly starting to...
Pat Goss.
Yeah, right. It's Pat Goss.
Hi, Don!
It was the music show.
I don't know. Anyway, listen, whoever it is, they're right. Salespeople should not come in during the show, before the show, after the show. Pick a separate...
As a matter of fact, the next memo, based on Tim's response, I think all the salespeople should gather, those that are here that are not out on sales calls at the conclusion of every program.
Or those that are not out simply goofing off today.
This is true. And line up in the hallway and just a gentle golf applause every night when we go to our cars.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
As we go to our therapist.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
All right, guys.
Okay, thanks, Cam. Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's easy to hide behind the cubicle, son.
You know, there was a lot going on there. Did Tim imply he was seeing a therapist? Because obviously that guy's doing his job.
Hey, you know, with all seriousness, Tim, take a break. I mean, get some downtime.
Tim, I'm gonna go further. Get help. I don't think vacation is what's called for here. I mean,
call Dr. Melfi.
Right. Call Dr. Melfi. Call a local hospital. See if they got a bed for the weekend.
The moment we'll be whipping out.
Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in central Virginia: Orange, until 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3:15 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 3 miles southeast of Mine Run, moving north at 40 miles per hour. The storm will affect Locust Grove and eastern Orange County. If you are near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses.
Thing all over the place.
Yeah, you're showing no plate discipline.
Right. Hey, don't fault us for doing such a spectacular job that to someone with a small intellect, it appears easy. Because it's not. You know what is easy? Getting a ratings book every 3 months, going, oh, Don and Mike are number one again, and going to the agency and saying, I need more money.
Right.
That's easy. Talent doesn't know what pressure is.
Yeah. Put it where the sun don't shine.
Right, Tim.
Feet up all the time.
Jesus Christ.
Drinking.
You know, and even if Mike does put his feet up and drinks all the time, he's earned the right to do that.
That's right.
He's earned the right to do that.
And you know what? The one thing we didn't mention about our jobs, we screw up, 6 million people know about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, and unlike you sales guys, I know you think that we live the life of kings here. Mike was absolutely right. We have 3 bad books in a row. We're out.
Yeah.
We're out. That's the pressure of it.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the pressure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even more than that, I live month by month. Here's Charles Broyhill. Oh, you ready for the draft? Yeah, let's do this. Okay, let's change topics here for a second.
Are we going to do it now or are we going to...
No, we're going to do it now. Because here on Autopilot, I've actually planned out a show today in which we have something in the next break that we have to get to. You know, normally, you know, if we were on Autopilot, well, hell, we would just kick back and say, oh, we'll do the picks later.
I read you there, Donnie.
But we got a show to do. Because I planned it, Tim! Every effing day! Why don't you come in here and take a look at my notes, you douchebag? I would bet I work harder than you, Tim. Do you think about your job 24 hours a day, Tim? Do you go on vacation with your family and have your son say to you, Dad, why don't you turn it off? Why don't you stop thinking about work all the time? Would you possibly know the last time that you called on a client? I can tell you. I look right here on my thing and said the last time we did dialing for transvestites or any other of our bits. because that's what I do. And Mike comes in and does his job every day because that's what he does. And so does Buzz. Negative ass. I swear, I wanted to say it for a long time. I'm just going to say it. You're not tired of this BS. And who's the first? And Mike, please back me up on this.
All right.
Who's the first to come when the ratings come out and stand up and go, hey, Don, Mike, great job again as always.
Right.
Number one, you make my job so easy.
Yeah, nice to know that it's all BS.
Yeah.
That what he really thinks. I mean, I think he indicated what he really thinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, hey, decompress. Like, what we do is nothing. That's what that says.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
Well, it's autopilot. Mm-hmm. You know, after all these years, it's autopilot. Mm-hmm. Just autopilot. That's all it is. Yeah. 18 years of working together and kicking ass. Not to mention the 15 years I put in before that by myself, working my way up the ladder. It's all very easy.
I'm just cruising.
And, Tim, you know the worst part? You made me have this meltdown in front of my son today.
Yes, we are all in here now because it's time for the lottery.
Bart, you see. Now, Bart, step up for a second. Step up for a second. You tell Mr. Tim McWilliams, when I get home at night, and I know this has been a big topic of discussion in our house, am I stressed out when I get home at night?
No.
Okay. Come on. Come on, don't sell me out here.
According to Mom, you are.
Yeah, right. And just last weekend. Oh, that's
fine. It's fine. Don, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let it go.
Son of a bitch.
It's fine.
You come in one day and put your ass on the line when you get immediate feedback right away. It's good, it's bad, right away. And you live with it. You do a bit that sucks and then take a commercial break and have to come back on and do something and immediately have it be good. You try it, Tim.
You didn't mind what he said, though.
No, I did. Not at all.
Good for you.
I'm cool with it. I like Tim. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Good people.
Be right back. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That tape we just played is from the riotous, laugh-filled movie Meet the Parents, sequel coming this Christmas. And it's a favorite tape of a co-worker of mine, Mr. Joe Ardinger, which is really quite fitting. In this break, we meet Joe's mom, Sue Ardinger, which is something that lawyers like to do. Get it? It's the best of Don and Mike.
You know I especially have a soft spot in my heart for this guy.
I know you do. He's like a second son to you.
No, he's not. He's nothing like a son to me, but he's the classic underachiever. And
he's like a baby brother.
There is... No, not that.
He's like...
He's like...
I'm out.
Okay, here's what it is. He's like a dog that you see on the side of the road, and you think that...
He's looking at me. Joe, don't look at me when I'm doing
that. That poor dog, if you only brought him into your world and fed him the right food and,
right.
And maybe someday you'd throw that stick and he'd go and he'd bring it back to you.
He's like a dog that came from an abused family.
He is.
And I don't mean your family, I mean your radio family.
Yeah.
But you really were.
Cool. Joe used to work on another show with some guys that are buddies of ours, the sports junkies. And
buddies of yours.
I used to, yeah, not yours, I know that. I used to listen every night.
They were pretty rough on old Joe.
It's like the show would start at 7:05, and the first thing they do is start screaming at Joe about the music.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Joe had nothing to do with that. Joe just was a board op.
Right.
Anyway, we always got along real well with Joe, and
as Joe worked for us for a while, I began to soften my position on how abusive the junkies were to him. But then I've come back with Joe's various appearances on our show. I've gone hot and cold.
Yeah.
I was the biggest supporter of Joe when he came to work here. Then there was a period of time when I really thought we ought to not fire him. We ought to kill him. and then I've come back because of one thing, and that
Joe.
Is trick-or-treating for beer.
Yeah.
Brought me back to the Joe Arden Show.
Yeah, and, you know, we got, you know, stumped the Joe, and Joe's got a unique way with our callers. And anyway, we're very fond of Joe, and he's the world's oldest phone screener. And now, as part of our continuing tribute to Mother's Day...
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
It's time to bring Joe's mom onto the show. Let's say hi to Sue Ardinger.
Sue.
Hi. Hi.
Hello,
hello,
Sue.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Hi there. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Joe.
I don't know if you heard any of what we were saying, but we were very fond of your son.
Yes, I did hear. Yeah.
The first question I think that we've all been waiting to ask you is...
And this is the mother of all questions. Don said it in the hallway the other day.
Is Joe a disappointment?
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No.
Really?
He's a real joy.
Even though he's the world's oldest phone screener?
Even that.
That's wonderful. Do you stay in constant contact with your boy, Joe?
Pretty much, yes.
Is he a good son?
Very good. Oh, listen, he just laid a floor for us.
Wow.
Did he? Our family.
Now, this is why we do this. He came out and he put down a floor for you?
Yes. Yes.
Did you really, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, don't you remember back in the day, Joe would paint it. Like Joe would like
general contracting painted
houses and painted rooms. Back when Joe worked on that other show,
right,
with the Junkies, at one point I talked to Joe about hiring him to come to my house to paint a couple of rooms.
I see. This I did not know. I am enlightened. I am illuminated on this subject, much like the listeners. I had no idea that Joe was a house painter as well.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, and. How did you feel? This is a specific question, Sue, or Mrs. Ardinger.
Call me Sue.
All right, Sue, thank you. How did you feel when Joe came home with the Rolling Stones tattoo on his calf?
Oh, well, not too good, but
he
you have
like
to
kind
of step on your feelings when you've got adult children.
Right. Yeah, it's their decision, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Has Joe told you some of the crazy things we've made him do on the show?
Yes.
Hmm. You know, Joe's. We found that Joe's real talent is going out, and we've had to train him over and over. But going out with a card to interview people on the street where he says he's working for CBS News.
We think he might have it just right, and he does a great job.
Yeah. That's good.
What's the most embarrassing thing that Joe ever did growing up? Either embarrassing to you or embarrassing to him that you could maybe remember.
Or the family.
Or the family. Is there anything that really was, oh, my God, Joe, look what you've done. Anything like that that comes to mind?
Oh, well, no. There's a frightening one once. When
I'd love to hear that.
It disappeared overnight. This was right around high school graduation.
Oh, dear.
Time.
Really?
Disappeared overnight, and we were frantic and calling all his friends, and finally decided, well, Mom, this is a disappearance, and called the police.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, no.
Troubled Joe.
Mm-hmm. And the detectives were coming out, and I was scrambling around for a picture.
I hope they didn't look through his room.
Oh, yes.
Oh. And you were scrambling around for it. When did Joe return, and what were the circumstances of
his disappearance? Well, he called, and he was in a police station downtown, and he was going to take the bus home. And he had been in
jail. Oh, yeah, I remember this.
He had been in jail?
Joe, did you just remember this?
No, he wasn't in jail.
No, he wasn't in jail.
What was he doing in a police station, then?
He had run down there for safety. He and his friend had gone down in Georgetown, and the friend had let him out for some reason. And another gang of kids decided to approach him for his high school ring, you know, brand new flashy high school ring.
Right.
So he started running, found the police station.
Yo.
This was some ungodly time of the night, so they didn't call us until the morning.
So you ran, and what, did you spend the night at the police station, Joe?
Yeah, in the lobby.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Until daybreak.
Wow. Really? Because, I mean, there was a gang of thugs that were going to roll you?
What
if
you ring?
Sue, now, who am I to say? I have an 18-year-old son, and I say this to him all the time, and he's recently heeded my advice, and I'm going to say it to you now. Please don't be offended, but don't you think our Joe really needs a haircut?
Yeah, I liked it when it was short and blonde.
Yeah, I think so. And he's been growing. Joe, when was the last time you had a haircut?
I can't even remember.
Wow.
I think it was right before I last went to L.A.
Man, maybe we should leave you in the police station lobby again.
Was Joe always as happy-go-lucky as he appears to be on our show?
Yes. Huh. Yes, we used to call him Jolly Joe.
Jolly. I think he got a new name now.
Yeah. Jolly Joe.
Jolly Joe.
Jolly Joe, you've never been married, have you, Joe?
Nope.
Have you ever been concerned that Joe hasn't settled down yet and hasn't given you grandchildren?
No. Well, after a certain time, I expected it sometime in the ages of the 20s, you know.
Right.
After that, I thought, oh, well.
That's just the way he is.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes, you know.
But you never know, Mom.
I know. I never. That's what I said to my.
Yo, that's an interesting statement. Yes, any reason why you came out with that?
No, I mean, you know.
the current love interest, could this be a serious thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a girlfriend now, and we're pretty happy together. So,
right, okay. And we're going to hear her on the show sometime soon when we finally do Joe Ardinger Millionaire.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to send Joe out to a fancy restaurant with a tape recorder.
That's right. That'll be wonderful.
When Joe got this position on our show, Sue, I'm guessing it had to be his dream job. Can you tell me, has he ever come home and said wonderful things about either Mike or myself about how great it is to work on our show?
Yes, he has, because I think the sports junkies were kind of a chore.
A little rough on him?
Yeah.
Well, we're rough on him, too. But only when he screws up. But he really, generally, I think, does an adequate job.
Well, you know, besides laying the floor, and I asked what was the most embarrassing thing, and that was a great story. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that wasn't really a great compliment that you do an adequate job.
But, you know, for Joe it is. And I'd like to ask Mrs. Ardinger, Sue, exactly what's one of the sweetest, nicest things that, or one of the best things about Joe, or one of the nicest things he's ever done? We asked you for something negative, an embarrassing moment. Now I'm going to ask you for something positive. I did this for Buzz yesterday. What's some of the nicer things that Joe has done over the years, if he has done any?
Well, one or two. He has an elderly grandmother, my mother, who's.
Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in northwest Virginia, Warren, until 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3:41 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 13 miles south of Front Royal, moving north at 35 miles per hour. Some locations near the path of this storm include Front Royal. If you are near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Tornadoes in hilly or mountainous terrain are especially dangerous. Take cover now. You may not be able to see or hear the tornado coming.
We hired him. No matter what happens, he's got a job with us.
Oh,
but I believe. But I believe Joe's at the ceiling where he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot advance any further in the food chain than he has advanced. But being as, you know, as long as I'm here and Mike's here, he's
right.
Guaranteed to have a job
sure.
For 5 more years. How old are you now, Joe?
Oh, I'll be 39 in a couple of weeks.
How would you feel in 5 years when our contract is up if Joe is a 44-year-old phone screener?
I'd have to say it was up to him.
Up to him.
Mm-hmm.
The second unflappable mom we've got.
Are you also aware of the incredible amount of pressure that Joe's under, that occasionally sometimes he comes here in the studio and unleashes words that God-fearing people
mm-hmm.
would never utter? It's like the devil takes over him.
He doesn't use that potty mouth around the house, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, good for him.
Joe, what are some of the things that people do that set you off? Do you ever tell your mom how mad you get at people at work? Are the callers?
Yeah. Oh, the callers?
Yeah.
I don't really let the callers affect me when I go home.
Oh. But do you ever tell your mom, like, what about the other day when you came running in here and you came screaming that the mother of all bad words?
Well, yeah, I mean, people call, and when they call in their cars, it sounds like they've got their radio on, they've got their head out the window, and their phone out even further, and they expect to get on the show.
Right.
And I say, Don and Mike's show, and they don't even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's frustrating.
And what are you doing for your mom for Mother's Day?
I don't know, Mom. What are we doing? I suppose we're going to come over.
Well,
barbecue.
That's the thing they're doing for mothers, not having me cook the Mother's Day dinner.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
So, so that, as long as mom doesn't have to cook and do all that. And if you could find one word that would describe your son, Joe, Sue, what would that word be?
Well, lovable.
Lovable. Yeah. I agree.
We agree.
I agree with that. Amen.
I have two that I use all the time.
and they're
not the ones you think.
Right.
Sweet,
okay. Sweet. Yeah.
I think you can like that. And I even say this behind your back.
Is the second word hyphenated?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sweet, doughy-headed Joe.
Very, very often, Rob and I will say, "Where's sweet, doughy-headed Joe?"
And I like that. I like that flowers to the 95-year-old grandmother story. That's that's a good guy. I like it. He's gone up in my book. That's
so the word embarrassment, if I was going to do word association, that never comes up where you say Joe, embarrassment never enters the picture?
No.
That's great. I'm glad we got a chance to clear that up.
And
why does he embarrass you all?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the gig.
He's a constant embarrassment. Ma'am, would you be offended if Mike and I sent you a pajamagram for Mother's Day? They're a client on the show, and we can send you some free PJs.
Oh, great.
all right, she'd like that.
Sure. Sue, do you wish Joe went to church more?
Yes.
Joe?
I think there's good fellowship there.
Joe, is there anything you'd like to
Joe, there's a good fellowship there, Joe. Yes.
Remember what you told me, Mom. In life, I don't ever have to do something I don't want to do.
Wow. I think that accounts for a lot of
them. No, I don't think I told you that.
what are your hopes? Last question. Your hopes and dreams for Joe as he crests 40 and slides down the bottom 10, 15, 20 years of his life.
Right.
What are your hopes, your dreams?
Well, you will like what I have to say.
Go ahead.
Well, I think my hopes and dreams are that he'd get a raise.
Did he get a raise?
She has been brief.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not saying that that's not...
I think that could happen.
Totally out of the... Keep in mind, though, the company he works for, you know, Mike and I don't pay him. He works for Infinity Broadcast.
No.
And we... And trust me, if you knew every time that Mike and I have picked up the phone to talk to the corporate people to say, Joe Ardinger deserves a raise.
Please, give our most valued asset a slight increase in his quality of life.
That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, we have, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it falls on deaf ears, though.
It does. And may for the next 5 years.
And frankly, ma'am, I think part of it is dress for success. you know, if you have anything to do with Joe's wardrobe... Yes.
Send him to work in a suit one day.
Yeah, I have nothing. No, I don't anymore.
Yeah, you don't have any control.
Do you own a suit, Joe?
I do. My mom bought me a really nice one.
Why don't you wear that to work one day?
Oh, Jesus. You gotta be kidding.
I love it.
Why don't you dress like Surf used to dress?
With the clogs?
Yeah, you're gonna just wear like the t-shirt.
Surf had like an Armani suit, a real nice suit.
A lot of them. A lot of them. Surf wore a lot of suits.
But I'm thinking of Joe. How about Joe just with the nice suit his mom bought him?
Mm-hmm.
A tie, maybe a bow tie. I like a nice Louis Farrakhan, Pee Wee Herman
That'd
tie.
That'd be a fantastic look for Joe.
How about it, Joe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Will you do it if your mom asks you?
Well, sure. She's my mom.
Okay. Sue, would you ask Joe to wear a suit one?
Yeah, I'll do it on the air with all the witnesses.
Yes, all right, very good. All right, then please, right now,
roll tape.
Ask Joe to wear a suit to work.
Joe, will you wear a suit to work, or how about a blazer and slacks?
A blazer. There you go.
I have that.
Nice.
That's
dress.
From your mom, Joe.
Mom.
I sure will,
Mom.
There you go.
Hey. And, fantastic.
And Mrs. Ardinger, as Joe mentioned, what I consider to be his unhealthy friendship with Buzz Burbank.
No. Yes.
Well, it's just our recommendation that you might want to suggest that he find some other friends. We just don't think it's really healthy.
Buzz isn't the best influence.
Okay. I don't know Buzz.
Buzz, say hi to Mrs. Ardinger.
Hello, Mrs. Ardinger.
Well, hello, Buzz.
That's a very lovely dress you're wearing.
Eddie Haskell.
That's Buzz.
Hello.
Ot, hey, and hey. it was a pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Ardinger. Sue, it was wonderful talking to you.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you both.
You're a very sweet lady, and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Joe's mom. Hey, Joe, nicely done.
Yeah, way to
good
go.
Job.
Hey, Mom.
You know, did we tell you we treat your mom
Ma, I love you.
Treat your mom with kid gloves.
Way to go.
That's nice.
Very nice lady.
That's terrific. I like what you do for your grandmother. I think that's wonderful.
Well, my, well, I mean, I do it for both of them.
That's good.
Actually.
That's good. Nice.
So, yeah, Grandma.
So, after all of that, I guess the one question we have is, when will you be wearing the slacks and blazer to work?
I don't know, but let me probably have to take it to the cleaner.
Is there a chance we could get the bow tie? Because the bow tie would really just make it.
Like a red bow tie?
Here in the bow tie.
Sure.
There
okay.
Right.
Don't forget, your mom told you to, Joe.
I will do it.
Your mom told you to.
Your mom done fine. You call her and tell her that.
I will.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Joey.
Thanks, guys.
Very good.
Get out. There he is, everybody.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
That's right.
There he is.
You know, you can go.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
You can go to that line with moms, but then, you know, you just...
Joe.
It's a mom.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? There's
That's
this...
Right.
There's this code,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Right. You can say, do you think your son is a disappointment when
right.
we can all laugh, you know?
Right, exactly.
You wish he had a better, you know, but you just can't come out and say, have you ever had him tested?
No, you can't say that. That's the line. Right
that
there.
Would be over the line.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
you ever had him tested, and do you think he's challenged in any way?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Robinson's residence.
Jim. Is this a bad time?
No, no, just dressing. Going to a charity, dude. What's happened?
Rat.
Are you serious? That is one tremendous step, Ross. Really tremendous. But tomorrow's fine. Absolutely. Now, come ahead. Now, we'll be in Connecticut the whole weekend. This is terribly exciting. I can't tell you how pleased I am that you thought to call me first.
The Don and Mike Show.
They always play the tired card. Don and Mike.
This is terribly exciting. It's the Best of Don and Mike Friday edition on September 17th. Hello to all you radio stations all along the Love Network on the Westwood One chain of broadcast machines. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak here playing you the tape. Really good best of today. I really like this next segment. As you know, as I'm sure you know, Don is a big football fan and his favorite team, the Green Bay Packers. We figured out how we could get him the ultimate gift. The Green Bay Packer casket on the Best of Don and Mike.
I received this from our listener Dan from WNFL in Green Bay. Don, hello, I'm from Green Bay. I'm not a football fan. But I lived in Green Bay, so I had to be a Packers fan.
Right.
Just so you know, I am not. Now, I don't know why he's going through all this, you know, qualifying.
Right.
Unfortunately for me, Green Bay is ground zero as far as rabid, crazy, annoying football fans go. Town went nuts when the Packers won the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and I was so annoyed, I made plans to move. I am still getting mail from Green Bay, and the attached coupon in the mail was the final straw for me that I made the correct decision. Although I bet you like it. Your fan, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Now, there is not a phone number, and I'm not going to say the name of the company because I want Rob to try to find this and use the, you know, the 411.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a company in Green Bay, cemetery company.
Oh, no.
The best care for your home team, your family. Save $600 on a pair of green and gold burial vaults. Now, they're not.
Yeah.
They're very careful here that they're not officially licensed by the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
But as you can see, Mike, it is a. It looks like their helmet without the G on it.
There is no place on earth in the United States of America that has the same attitude the Packer people have.
It's how great amazing. Is this? Is even greater than the Packer tractor.
It looks like what a burial vault is what just like a it's like a casket around the casket.
Yes,
out of like concrete or something.
Right. What this is, and I guess we're gonna have to call and find out more. It says blah blah blah.
My question is, do you want one?
You know I do. I'm going to have to run it by, you know, my neighbor to see what she thinks about it.
Now, it's not like something you can move, right? It's at the, I would think it's at the location.
I would, well,
you'd
that's
have to
why
be
I
buried
want,
there.
That's why I want to call them and know if they can ship it, because, you know.
Transport it by 18-wheeler.
Frida's mom has already.
Read the bottom line.
Read the bottom line. Please excuse us
if our mailing reaches a home where there is a serious illness or recent death has occurred.
They're thinking ahead.
Yeah, not too soon, though. There you go with the Packers.
Well, they're saying this picture that's in this coupon, it's of a casket, a big, I'm guessing, the metal casket, which is painted yellow, you know, like the Packers helmets, and it has the two green stripes going right down the middle and a white stripe in between them, looking like the helmet.
No logo, though, because it's not officially licensed.
Right.
Yeah.
By the pack.
It'd be a Packer cadaver.
I thought the Packer tractor for $30,000 was the weirdest thing I've
seen. No, this is, that's why I had to bring it to your attention.
Absolutely amazing.
This is the weirdest.
And you do want it.
A Packer casket.
You love the Packer logo, the colors. You wear Packer stuff more than anything you wear all year.
All the time. Say this about me. Say what you will. I'm not a fair weather fan.
No, you are not.
That I've always been when they were great, when they were something. My kids since my team since
you
I
root
was
for
a
the
kid.
Packers the way I root for the Red Sox. It's identical.
Yeah. I even all my cars that I buy. And incidentally, when I go in, I use the same technique as I use with Mike with that number one draft pick.
Right.
Where they say, do you like the car? And I say, oh, yes. And they say, well, we want this much for it. And I say, okay. You know, no negotiating. But my cars are always, it's not Kelly green is not the color. It's British green.
Racing green.
Racing green, yes. Always because it's the Packers color.
You like green.
I like it because it's the Packers color. Right. Robbie, you getting that number for me?
Yeah.
Because I'm really going to call them and ask them, you know, if they could ship it. I believe my final resting spot is going to be in the great state of Maryland.
Well, didn't you have a discussion with your wife about the family plot and all that?
Yeah, you know, there's this gory picture of my wife and my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law all sitting where they're going to be buried.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a big family plot there, and there's a spot for me, and it's just, as gross as this sounds, there's a spot for Bart there. Mm. I mean, you know, the family is really prepared for this eventuality.
I can't remember where you guys stand on open and closed casket at your funeral. Have we ever discussed that?
Mine is real simple. All I want, I don't care even about any of where they're being buried. I want to have an Irish wake, a traditional with a closed casket that serves as a bar.
Okay.
I want you to set up the booze on my casket.
And please, no spilling.
Well, you can spill.
Oh, come on.
Where are you? Like a really big party.
We don't have to keep you out of the ground a long time, do we?
No.
That's creepy.
Just get it, put it together, you know, and just hang out and tell jokes, and that's
and
what
I'm
want.
Still firm about the thought that I want to be cremated and have some of my ashes scattered at I can't get through to my wife. Scattered at Lambeau Field. But I think they could take the rest of the big gulp full of me
and put it in the Packer thing.
Put it in the box.
Do you want to be in two places? Doesn't that strike you as it might be bad karma?
No, I'd like
karma.
As a matter of fact, I'd like some of me to go.
What if you came back as like Dennis Murphy or something?
I'd like.
Is that part of you was left behind or something like that?
Well, actually, then you have to think worse than Dennis Murphy. I'd like some of me to be scattered off. Off the pier at the inlet in Ocean City, Maryland, as well.
So you want your ashes to be dumped in three separate places.
Yeah.
And you still want to put some of your ashes on eBay, right?
Oh.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Baby, listen. Now.
I'm hearing it. Okay. I heard it.
Now, we care and want to give you the best care for your home team, your family. Save $600 on a pair of green and gold burial vaults.
I'm tired of fighting you on your dumb ideas, so this one I'm just going to agree with 100% wholeheartedly.
So you want that particular family plot, right? That's your thing.
I'm going to let him do whatever makes him happy.
Now, can I buy one?
And then when he's dead, I'll do what I want.
Well, we're not going to get into this discussion again about who's going to outlive who. But
well, if you're asking my permission, you see, and we're assuming that you're dead first, and then I could have you buried in a tutu, and then I could just have things like I really want them, and you won't be there to complain.
Listen, baby, here's the reason I'm asking your permission, though, because right now you're alive. And I can't buy things without your permission. Because, again...
Yes, I understand. And I'm jealous of that.
I don't have control of my own money, which is a good thing. So, my question to you is... Oh, and the first... of course, Mommy, thank you for letting me buy the Packer casket. We can save $600 if we buy a pair.
No. I'm going to leave my instructions with my family, I think. I trust them. Or with Bart.
Okay.
Now but listen, you go ahead and buy it, and then I'll just get Mrs. Spiewak to sell it on eBay for me after.
No, listen. No, I know that there are things that you think...
I could probably double my money in a couple of years.
I know there are things that you think I say on the radio just for effect, and there are a lot of things that I say on the radio for effect. But I swear to God,
you want it.
I want to buy this Packer casket.
Yeah, but what you don't understand is once you're dead, I won't have to argue with you anymore.
What if I put it in my last will and testament?
You're gonna have an executor that would make sure that you.
That I want to be. I want my. I want to be.
Rob is shaking his head. He would be your executor.
I'd love to be. Well, your Rob. Executor. Well, I'm gonna be alive a lot longer than Rob. I'll have to be somebody else. But I will have it written that I want some of my ashes scattered in, and the rest I want to be buried in this Packer.
Usually,
cabin.
The executor is an attorney.
Ah, well, I happen to know a few.
Yes, we both do, don't we?
Great. Hey, thank you for your permission.
What if the place where my family is has standards like that? What if they have, you know, like a
what
community association?
What standards do they have? They dig a hole and put it in the ground.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that with that particular product. I think it's a vault. I think it's an above ground.
It's a green and gold burial vault. All right, well, I'll
burial vault. It sits above.
I'll
ground.
Have to ask them. All right, I'll find out. Thank you though for letting me. I love you.
All right, goodbye,
sweetie. Hey, babe.
Well, she's gone, but she gave you permission.
I know,
to get your Packer casket.
It's the whole "I love you" thing.
I know.
Again, though.
I know.
Let me call her.
I was thinking of a great product I'd like to sell at Lambeau Field. A confection.
What?
Packer fudge. You know, make it like vanilla flavor, but it's green.
I got to take this out of the air.
Enjoy your Packer fudge.
Yeah, hello? Hello, is this Fort Howard Cemetery? Hi, listen, my name is Don from the Don and Mike Show. We do a national radio show. We're on in Green Bay right now on WNFL. And I'm interested in the green and gold burial vaults. I swear it is not a DJ joke. Could you come on the air with us for a second? Justin? Well, right there in Green Bay on WNFL. One moment. Here we go.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Now, find out if it's not the vault, maybe they offer a regular casket.
Yeah, because a vault is a thing that's above ground, yeah, right?
So. You could probably have your casket customized.
Yeah, I'd love to see a casket shaped like a helmet, like those golf carts.
You just have to fold up the body a little bit.
Well, you could recline.
Doesn't matter, because I'm going to be cremated.
Happy funeral music.
Let's listen.
Because yes.
You're dead. You're dead.
But it's time for
Hello,
you.
This is Diane. May I help you?
Hi, Diane. This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. And like I told the other lady, we're on the air now there in Green Bay.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
On WNFL. We do a national radio show. I'm from the Wisconsin area originally. I'm a big Packers fan, and I'm serious as, pardon the pun, serious as a heart attack about this, about the green and gold burial vaults.
Yes.
Now, are these for above ground burials?
Yes, actually they're going to be in our phase three of our mausoleum here at Fort Howard Memorial Park, and they're actually for cremains because they are niches.
Now listen, what I need is my wife has given me permission to get one of these, but I need one that would go underground. Do you have caskets that are painted green and gold?
No, but we could do that for you.
There you are.
Wow. Good.
Could you make him a customized Green Bay Packers casket?
Actually, no, we're not allowed to have the logo on it.
But you could do the whole green and gold thing?
But you could do it like you've done it here with the gold and the green stripe and the yellow.
Yes, we could do that.
Oh, great.
How much would one of those green and gold caskets run for you?
I would have to price that out for you.
Can you give me a ballpark?
Let's see. Our vaults run anywhere from a standard vault of... I'm sorry, I don't have that with me right now.
So this is
caught me off guard here.
You know, this is something really that price is no option.
No, I mean this is eternity you're talking about here.
Yes, I am.
Right, you're talking about somebody who lives and dies, again pun intended, with the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, that's true.
If it was a green and gold casket on the outside, would you have the gold silk on the inside of it?
You could do that as well. Now, understand that a casket is different than a vault.
Well, he would need a casket.
Okay, well, the caskets, we do not sell those.
Mm.
You would have to go to a funeral home.
Oh,
outside of the vault.
Oh, no, no. See, what I was saying is that my wife has already, we already have the plot, but I have...
See, these vaults are pre-built, so, I mean, they're, see, they're in Wisconsin, and you're going to be buried in Maryland. You wouldn't be able to ship a vault all the way across...
Good.
Oh, you could?
Oh, but I need the casket, though, because my wife won't let me have something that's above ground. Oh. I have to be below ground.
That's okay. We could do, you have to have a vault to be buried in the ground anyway, in most cemeteries.
So, wait a minute.
You're telling him is there's a chance.
You're telling me that you could dig a hole big enough to put the vault in.
Oh, yes. In our cemetery, you have to be buried, or your casket has to be placed into a vault with so you, outer burial.
Oh, that I make my wife happy because I'm in a regular casket.
For the funeral, and then you're put in the Packer colors when they put you in the ground.
Right. Fantastic. That is correct.
And you could ship it across to Virginia?
Yes.
Or Maryland?
Yes, we could.
Oh, wow. But you don't have the price on it, huh?
No. You would have to...
Doesn't matter.
...back at a later time, and I could give you prices.
I will. You know, it's a shame you don't sell caskets, because, again, no pun intended, you could make a killing.
Probably.
But I am absolutely serious about this. My name is Don.
Okay, Don.
My real name is Mike, but I'll call you as Don Geronimo, because that's my DJ name. And I will call you on Monday.
Okay.
I have the phone number.
Okay.
What's the drop-dead date on getting this...
Now, Mike...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fort Howard Cemetery.
Uh-huh.
This is a fantastic idea. How many of these babies have you sold?
Well, of the niches, we haven't sold any yet. We can custom make your vault however you would like, whatever color you would like it in.
Niches, and that sounds like...
That's for cremains.
Cremains.
Cremains, okay.
And the outside has a Green Bay Packer... Look to it. We cannot put the logo.
Now I understand.
Have you sold any so far?
No, because it has not been built yet.
Hasn't been built yet.
I just received the rendering the other day of what it will look like.
Rendering. You can't even use the logo if you're going to bury the evidence.
No, Buzz, because it's, you know, the NFL property.
So they'll never see it. It's under the dirt.
You don't know the NFL. They'll dig them up.
Okay.
Have you gotten a lot of response to the coupons that you've sent out?
Absolutely. Yes, we have.
Absolutely.
Those Packer fans are the greatest fans in the NFL.
Yeah, I hate her. Yeah. All right. Well, again, remember, my name is Don.
Don, okay.
And I'll be calling you, and you have my word as a Packer fan.
Okay.
Because my wife has given me the okay on this.
All right.
You know what? It's just another reason to look forward to death.
Yeah, Don, if that's the way you look at it, I'm happy for you.
I embrace death.
Weirdest damn thing I've ever heard of in my life.
All right, thank you very much.
You've been very informative. Thank you.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, and it's Fort Howard Cemetery, everybody, on North Military Avenue.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
You know, how perfect is that?
I know you.
How did she keep a straight face?
She was very nice.
Yes, we will have... Oh, we're getting tremendous response.
Of course they are.
I'd like the casket to be shaped like a bratwurst.
That would be sacrilegious, Mike.
I'm sorry, man. I know this means a lot to you.
Because I'll do it.
And as you, if we're recapping here, you heard the quote, ladies and gentlemen. Another reason to look forward to death.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Yes.
So why not embrace it? I'm not asking for it to happen before the end of today's show, or even, hell, I'm even looking forward to living through this weekend.
And you're ready now, right? I mean, if you get this deal, well, you got to wait till she gets back to you with the price.
Right, well... Like,
kind of worries me she didn't give a price.
Like, price is no object.
I understand.
Price is no object. You're talking about my eternal life.
This is true.
In my Packer casket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
So, listen, thank you, Dan. Dan, who moved out of Green Bay because he hated the hysteria, sent me this, thought that I would goof on it. Hey, Dan... Laughs on you because I'm going to buy one.
I heard he had one foot in the grave anyway.
I'm going to buy one. See, now my wife, she wouldn't let me. You know, I did order that that hibachi thing.
Yes.
That had the Packer.
Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following counties in central Virginia and northern Virginia: City of Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, Stafford. Until 5:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, at 4:18 p.m., a tornado was reported 4 miles southeast of Massaponix, moving north at 25 miles per hour. A tornado was reported, a tornado on the ground. This is a life-threatening situation. Take cover now. Some locations near the path of this tornado include Fredericksburg, Stafford, and Massaponix. A tornado has been confirmed. If you are near the path of this tornado, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows.
Please, as much. Put me down for a kiss casket.
A kiss casket?
A kiss casket.
Right there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I saw this this movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perfect century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President?
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it. I beat Joe in fantasy football this week. Forget it. Halfway home.
A five-pound.
The best of Don and Mike. And even though this is one of John Norman, our production guy's favorite songs, I want to take this opportunity to say hi to Travis Edelin up in the dump room. Like to do that each and every day, make sure he's still awake and protecting the license. All right, it's a Friday favorite right here on your favorite radio show, the Don and Mike Show. Wouldn't be Friday without Low Budget Jeopardy. This time, Morgan Freeman on the best of Don and Mark.
Of the show. The tapestry. The quilt. The quilt that is the show.
Well, hello.
Now listen.
How are you?
Let me tell you something.
I understand you've been under a great deal of duress.
We were going to have Morgan Freeman. Hi, Morgan.
How are you, Don?
We were going to have you on the show, I believe, originally 3 weeks ago today.
And I thank you.
When your movie, The Big Bounce, opened, when you were timely and topical.
Have you taken in The Big Bounce?
I did.
Oh, it's fine.
It sucked.
It's fine.
It's a bad movie.
Oh, now don't be so harsh. It's fine.
It's a bad movie.
Fine entertainment.
But Morgan Freeman, even though your
movie... I know Mike hasn't seen it.
Even though your movie has bombed...
Mike wouldn't even be able to talk about it, because he hasn't seen it.
Mike doesn't know that it's based on an Elmore Leonard book.
Oh. Mike doesn't know Elmore Leonard. He can't read.
Or maybe not Elmore Leonard. Maybe not... No, I think so. Or a story of his...
I will tell you that
that's why I went.
I heard that it's just fine.
But the show that we're doing now...
Yes, Don.
Maybe you've picked up on this.
I understand you've removed some of the more controversial material from your broadcast.
We have, and the reason that we asked you to come by is, let's face it, the reason you're a movie star is that you're a calming...
I am a calming...
steadying influence.
I've played God and Bruce Almighty. I played Red in Shawshank Redemption. I've always been a calm man, always a dignified man, always somebody that can bring a blanket of calm to an otherwise sea of turmoil.
What is the movie you're in with Bennifer? The one where they're going to blow up the Super Bowl? Oh, the Sum of All Fears.
Geely?
No. Ben Affleck was in.
Oh, I see.
The Sum of All Fears.
Sum of All Fears.
So were you.
A Tom Clancy novel.
You were in that one.
Adapted for the screen. Mike didn't see that one either.
He didn't?
Mike should try to see all of my films. That's really my tip to him.
I don't think he needs to.
Slow down. Know. Slow down on your big fancy dinners and go out and see a film or two that I star in.
But I know you have
How are
advice.
You? I understand you're under the weather.
You have. I'm fighting a cold, but it's nothing compared to the fight that we're all fighting behind the scenes.
Yes, I understand.
We need
the climate of fear and witch hunting that everyone has to deal with.
We need some motivational help.
Yes, I understand you do. I've been thinking about all of you, as I often want to do.
I know you have now. Hey, Rob, you know it'd be great music for this? We did actually get the soundtrack to The Passion of the Christ.
Oh. I will tell you right now, you know, $2 buys a fine VHS rental. I'd like to pass that along if you'd enjoy that entertainment.
Really? Where is that? Where is it only $2?
Yeah. At the Morgan Freeman Rental Store. Go buy one today. Yes, sirree, it's a fine, fine time. You can see all of my old films.
So we've got the Jesus CD, and this has nothing to do with Morgan Freeman, but the music is of that historical, dramatic, reading-type background that you like.
Oh, the store is called Rent-A-Freeman. Don't you be playing that Jesus music for me. Play my Shawshank music. That's what works absolutely best.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Mike told me a minute ago that would really screw him up if he played
Jesus. Oh, if I play different music?
Yes, sir.
You know, just state the most important questions in my
mind. It's another congressman. There he is.
Is the FCC's indecent?
Ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang. Ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang.
Okay, so this is the Jesus music.
Bing-bang.
You don't like this?
Actually, it could work now on second try. Ah, that's very nice.
From the Passion of the Christ? Well, let me...
The Passion of the Christ. You know, perhaps that would spice it up a little bit.
And as long as we've got the music, I think we're all looking for guidance on the show.
I understand.
Morgan?
Yes?
Would you mind starting with me?
I'd love to start with
you. I'm a mess. I am just a mess.
Would you like to hear the story of Don?
I would. Would you start it, please?
I would. Of course. Ah, Donnie. About a year ago, he started spelling his name, D-O-N-I.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
Nobody gave it much thought. But if they'd looked a little closer...
Look closer.
They would have seen something in Don a lot deeper than a few rearranged letters.
Like what?
You see, in Don's mind, the new spelling got him a bit closer to what the doctors couldn't give him.
What's that?
A sex change operation. Yes, D-O-N-I was closer to Danielle Daisy than it was to plain old Don, and how he wanted to be a woman.
All right, secrets out.
Why, beneath that tough, macho exterior and dedicated family man was a beautiful 25-year-old girl screaming to be free.
I think now she'd be a 45-year-old bag.
He didn't sneak around in girls' dresses or put on his wife Frida's makeup. Don just suffered in silence, quietly accepting the reality that was his own body. By spelling his name with an I, he felt that he was just a bit closer to realizing his dream of dreams, to be a young, beautiful woman.
Had nothing to do with it, but if that's your theory, I'll go with that. I'll tell you.
That's the theory. I'm standing by it.
I'm not motivated by that.
All right.
I wonder if you would say the same to your children, your sons.
Yes.
My sons. Alphonse.
Alphonse Freeman.
And... It looks like souffle.
Souffle Freeman.
It looks like souffle.
How is it spelled, Rob?
It's Cephalier.
Cephalier.
S-I...
Wow. Cephalier Freeman.
S-A-I-F-O-U-L-A-Y-E.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
Cephalier. Yes, three. I'm surprised Rob could even read that.
Speaking of Rob, do you have any advice for Rob?
Did Rob Spiewak think that anybody would ever find out his secret? Probably not.
What secret's that, Morgan?
Most folks knew Robbie for his big belly laugh and his cheerful attitude. They didn't have any idea how truly tortured he really was.
Oh, I think we do.
Yeah. Tortured by a mysterious, degenerative brain disease that had eaten away so much of his mind that what was left was no bigger than an English walnut. Every month or so, Rob would come in with a super short haircut. Everybody thought that was his conservative style. The fact of the matter was that Rob's hair was falling out in clumps.
And he's bald, I get it.
And the only way to cover it up was with a crew cut. All that was left inside of that enormous cranial cabinet of Rob's was an astonishing amount of TV trivia and a few recipes. Other than that, Rob was sliding down the slippery slope to total mental incapacity.
Wow.
Well, I guess everyone knows now.
Yeah, it's out. Secret's out. I'm sorry, Rob.
All right, so
how's
Rob,
your English walnut doing?
Smaller every day.
It's so, just fine.
Let's get this straight.
Yeah.
I want to be a woman.
He can rent a brain at my video store.
Rob is mentally challenged.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll talk about anybody on you.
How about Mike? Mike's not here right now.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara.
Today I'm particularly interested in hearing discussion of...
Shut up, old man. What's happening?
I hit the wrong button.
It's fine.
I'm going for the music.
We're running out of time.
Okay, Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara was as scared as any man had ever been in his life. And he had every right to be. Why, he couldn't visit his family doctor without looking over his shoulder.
Why is that?
Yeah, Mike liked to gamble.
Oh.
He wasn't good at it. And he was late on his payments.
Oh,
some very nasty people.
Oh, the VIG.
The kind that would break your legs. Take you out in the middle of the desert, leave you in a hole.
Wow.
To die. Yeah, Mike was losing a fortune gambling, and he couldn't make his debts. And in 1 week, Mike would be dead.
That's too bad for Mike's son,
wow.
Alphonse.
And Soufflé. Soufflé O'Mara. My son.
Now, you know who's really just chock full of problems?
Who's chock full of problems, Who? Don?
I love him, but he's a mess. Who right there in the next room. Buzz.
Oh, no. Buzz Burbank?
No. Buzz Burbank. I know he's been terribly torn by all of these FCC restrictions.
No, Buzz fine. Burbank, the affable Don and Mike newsman with the pleasant smile and the great head of hair.
That's him.
You never really knew where Buzz stood on the issues. He'd stay under the radar, as they'd say, but Don and Mike were in trouble. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not reading this properly. I think I have. Let me start again.
Hold on.
I'm so sorry, Buzz.
Hold on a second.
I messed up your reading.
Hold on. We were talking about...
You never really knew where Buzz stood on the issues. He'd stay under the radar, as they'd say. But Don and Mike were in trouble with their bosses.
We are.
And Buzz Burbank was standing by to take full advantage. While Don and Mike were struggling with the new climate of witch hunts and corporate discipline, Buzz Burbank had secretly entered into a backroom deal with Alan Ninewand.
Gosh, this is what I'm talking about. If I got sick, if I partied myself to death this weekend, and then Mike followed suit, you'd be right there, Buzz.
I didn't know anybody knew him.
Yes, Alan and Buzz had decided to replace the duo, and Buzz would do his own show. I'm not lying. Secretly, the Buzz Burbank factor was set to be heard on 60 radio stations coast to coast. Buzz would focus on the issues of the day, like keeping baby strollers out of restaurants and finding the perfect blouse. Meanwhile, Don and Mike would be left outside to wonder how they had let this Judas work for them for so long. Thank you.
Wow. Morgan.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, we have time for one more. You are going to have to take a break because we just received word that your wife, Myrna Colley Lee, called in.
Myrna Colley Lee.
And she said your other ex-wife, Jeanette Adair.
She was a fine, strapping woman.
And your other wife.
Oh, yes, my God. Other wife.
Your other wife.
How many wives have I had?
You've had three.
My God, man.
Your other wife, who's not listed.
Three. The Freeman family, coming to a theater near you soon.
You got to have one more. Who do you want to analyze?
Dealer's choice, but I think I'd like to talk about Joe.
All right, yeah. I knew it would be Charlie or Joe. Let's talk about
Joe. As we air the news. Oh.
You know what?
In the future.
I'm sorry.
Who will decide how to present what is seen?
I will.
I'm not doing this.
I will
on
play
purpose.
God, and oh, I will oh. decide. It'll be me. Ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing.
There you go.
Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla, bing bang.
They're in very close machines. I think I'm hitting this button.
Did anyone ever really pay attention to Joe Ardinger?
I don't.
I think not. Sweet.
Counties in Northern Virginia. City of Manassas Park, City of Manassas, Prince William, until 5:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:39 p.m., Doppler indicated a developing tornado 5 miles west of Haymarket, moving north at 20 miles per hour. In addition, another tornadic thunderstorm over Stafford County will affect southern Prince William County after 5 p.m. Some locations near the path of this storm include Bull Run, Dell City, Dumfries, Haymarket, Manassas, Montclair, Triangle, and Woodbridge. If you are in or near the path of this storm, take cover now.
If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses.
Video store, rent a sofa for 1 month. Get the second month for half price.
Well, why are you renting sofas at
a
video
store? Because English walnut brains put that in front of me and I'm reading it.
Let's take one call for Jeopardy because I see we have a champion on the line.
That would be fine.
So we need one person to challenge.
I haven't even gotten to Charlie. I know, but...
I'm not complaining. I'm just giving you a Jerry Maguire moment.
He looked human. Occasionally dressed like a human.
You had me at monkey.
Yes.
Need to call now for the game.
Fine.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't this the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a...
Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following counties in Northern Virginia: Fauquier, Loudoun, until 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:49 p.m., Doppler indicated a developing tornado 2 miles east of the plains, moving north at 30 miles per hour. Some locations near the path of this storm include Leesburg, Ashburn, Purcellville, Round Hill, the Plains, Arcola, and Bluemont. This storm has a history of producing damaging tornadoes. If you are in the path of this storm, take cover immediately. This is a potentially life-threatening scenario. If you are in or near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows.
On Monday, so make sure you join them at that time. Low Budget Jeopardy on the best, Adana Mike.
To Jeff Hardy.
I'm going to introduce the champion first and the challenger second because I like her name so much.
All right, go ahead.
Now entering the studio is our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. From my favorite town, Sacramento, is one day total $51. Let's say hi to Jeffrey Long.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, LQA Morgan.
Hi, dude.
And now entering the studio is our challenger, a homemaker from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Let's please make welcome Elise Schwetti.
Yes, I'm here, and I love you in Driving Miss Daisy.
Thank you very much,
Elise. What's her name again?
Elise Schwetti.
Did you say Elise Sweaty?
Schwetti.
Schwetti.
S-C-H-U-E-T-T-E. Elise Schwetti. How's the Schwetti family, Elise?
Well, they're wonderful, and now we're preparing our famous Christmas Schwetti ball.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, Jeff Long and Elise Schwetti.
Never mind. You know, everybody should just know right now, there's plenty of jokes.
Yes. Yes, of course.
There's plenty of jokes, especially if you consider how the name might have been pronounced in previous incarnations.
Of course. And now make welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Hi there, kids. Listen, Miss Schwetti.
Yes.
Schwetti. And Jeff.
Yes.
Guys, here are your categories, and they are...
Merry Christmas.
They are... Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
Some F words.
Some F words for you.
Some S words.
Oh, you're getting controversial.
Some C words.
Oh, my.
And some P words.
Very exciting. It's a special low-budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, this would be a bit with a mission.
Of course. Are you going to start with Elise Schwetty?
Schwetty.
Very good.
Go ahead, Schwetty.
Zero tolerance for 10, Don.
Oh, for one, honey.
For one, sorry.
Low budget.
One, I mean.
The radio company that has done a 180 on all programming.
Infinity.
Oh, honey. Darn it, that's why you're a girl, I guess.
I'm sorry, Jeff, it's your chance to steal.
What is infinity?
Girls just don't listen, do they?
$1 for you, Jeff. You're in control.
All right, let's go for zero tolerance for two, please.
The radio company that will fire DJs for sexual programming.
What is infinity?
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one, but
sure.
Right, infinity.
$2 for you, Jeff. You can go ahead and select again.
Let's go with zero tolerance for three, please.
The radio company that's really full of it when it comes to zero tolerance.
What is infinity?
$3 for you. And, Don, I must say I enjoy your chime.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Oh, you know what we normally use it for?
What's that?
Chime time.
Man, I can turn on a dime. All right, Jeff, you're in control.
All right, I'd like to try an F word for one, please.
On Valentine's Day, did you say to your wife, be mine?
Be mine, my Valentine.
Okay, F-words.
Let's drink some wine.
F-words for one. You drive this to put out a blaze.
What's that?
Oh,
I didn't hear you.
Got to listen carefully, Jeff. Elise Schwetty.
Yes.
I know I'm scratchy. I got a cold. But
it's your chance to steal. I heard you loud and clear.
Yes.
Elise.
I got it.
Well, you were too slow.
I didn't understand the question.
Of course you didn't. Well,
you're a girl. I mean, we've already established that. Fire truck.
Oh.
Fire truck, of course. Jeff, you're in control.
All right, let's go F-word for two, please.
Okay, the Beach Boys had this while Daddy took her T-Bird away.
What is fun?
$2 for you, Jeff. Select again.
All right, let's try the F-word for three, please.
1980s movie about a welder / dancer.
What is Flashdance?
$3 for you. Way to go, Jeff. You're still in control.
All right, I'd like to try the C words for number one, please.
Oh, no, this is dangerous.
Mr. Spicoli, you're in dangerous ground.
Johnny Depp's pirate movie was based here.
What is the Caribbean?
I hope the lawyers are listening to the segment.
$1 for you. You're doing fine.
And if they are, I want to dedicate the segment to a beautiful lady, initials LF.
Howdy.
How you doing, LF?
Hope you're enjoying the show. We hear you're a fine fan.
That's what I heard today. You're a big fan of the show.
Very good, yes. And we're a fan of yours.
C-words. C-words. For two.
Yep.
Popular vegetable.
What is cauliflower?
Oh, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
Oh.
At least your chance to steal it. Let Don finish, please.
Popular vegetable, ..
What?
Can you... all right, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is cabbage?
No.
Popular vegetable, .. You can be as cool as one of these.
Ah, that would have been cucumber.
Cucumber.
And Jeff, you're still in control. Let's get back to our over-eager game.
Let's wrap up those C words for three, please.
Infinity Broadcasting, Matt wants to make sure that they are P and then C.
What is clean?
At least, Schwetty, it's your chance to steal.
What is politically correct?
There you go.
$3 for you, at least. You finally got on the board, and now it's time to select again.
Oh, can I please have P words for two?
P words. You get lots of this from bananas.
What is potassium?
$2 for you, Elise. Way to go.
P words for three, please.
He eats his spinach.
What is Popeye? Who is Popeye?
For two. No.
What was the dollar value?
Two.
I'm confused.
Give her two.
$2.
Here you go for three. P words for three. Mike O'Mara needs one of these.
What is a prenuptial agreement?
There you go. Very good job.
That's good. Yes, now, right. All the other ones, they blanked on. The one I didn't think they'd get, you got it. Good for you.
Thank you.
Prenuptial agreement. I agree.
All right, your total is 9, Elise. Select again.
All we've got is S-words.
What is S-words for 1?
Here you go, honey. It's a meal in a can.
What is soup?
$1 for you.
And I know that this is a dumb Jeopardy, and I know that this is normally not a game where people listen. You have to be razor sharp to play.
That's
just trying to get a message across today.
It's a statement.
Because we were told that you can't. You know what we were told.
Right.
Anyway, S words for 2. When it's cold, rain turns into this.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. All right, Jeff, your chance
to
steal.
No.
What is snow?
Yeah, there you go.
$2 for you, Jeff, and you're in control.
All right, S words, let's wrap it up for 3, please.
First name of the witch on Bewitched.
What is Samantha?
There you go.
$3, and that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeff.
Yeah, they made it through the first round. Now Morgan, who's got what here?
Jeff finishes with $17, and Elise Sweaty finishes with
$10. All right, guys. Anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Here you go. And your category is... She's always been a woman to me. Here's your answer. She started this entire crusade.
The Federal Communications Commission under Chairman Powell.
Right. Shut up, old man. She started that crusade to take good radio off the radio. This is the breast Janet Jackson exposed on television. The breast Janet Jackson exposed on television. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You get the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got a choice of 1 of 2,
mm-hmm.
If I could really dumb it down for you. Don't forget to answer the fourth question. Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive one of my Morgan Freeman moles. Anybody that's seen me in the movies knows that my face...
Oh, those bumps on your face.
...is covered with tiny little cute moles. And I'm tired of them. So now... I'm going to pick them all off, and I'm going to give them to the fans. Your Morgan Freeman moles come with a certificate of authenticity, some saline solution, and a cookie. Now back to Final Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, thank goodness for that.
My pleasure.
Sounds like what I get when I go down to give blood.
Uh-huh. That's right. Beware. It should be nice.
Get a cookie. All right. Who do we go to first here?
Elise Sweaty.
Hey, Miss Shreddy?
Yes.
Miss Shreddy, she's always been a woman to me.
Watch out.
Dear.
Hold on a second. There's a phlegm alert. A phlegm alert right now.
Excuse me.
Wet your whistle. Take a drink of water.
Excuse me.
Come on, Andy.
She started this crusade. She would take anything off. It'd be good radio. Yeah, the breast that started it all.
What is Janet's left boob? Breast.
No. I'm sorry. Jeff, your chance to steal.
Jeff.
What is the right breast?
The right breast.
Oh, how ironic.
Jeff Long, you are still our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Thank you.
Ain't that something? Well, Elise, I'm real sorry that you won't be coming back.
I know. I'm sorry.
Next week when the game gets really hard like it normally is.
Thank you very much.
But until then, don't go away mad. Just go away.
It was a thrill just to be here.
And now here's Morgan Freeman to tell you what you've won.
Well, first of all, Jeff Long, UW score to $34. We throw in a $25 bonus added to your previous winnings. Your total is $110.
Great, thanks.
There and at least we've got some lovely parting gifts for you. Are
woo-hoo!
You ready? Okay, woohoo. My enter energetic sweaty lady. And now, you've won a Curb Your Enthusiasm prize pack. Don't miss an all-new episode of HBO's hit comedy series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, this Sunday at 9:30 p.m., 8:30 Central, only on HBO. But wait.
There's more.
Wow.
You've won a 7-Eleven prize pack, including a $25 convenience card, a $20 phone card, and 7-Eleven coupons.
Wow.
America's favorite convenience stores, expanding its lineup of good-for-you foods.
Woohoo!
Including controlled carb alternatives. Atkins. But wait.
There's more.
You've won a DVD copy of American Splendor, now available on DVD and VHS, wherever videos are sold at Freeman Rentals. It's the movie critics hailed plain brilliant. What was it? It was plain
brilliant.
Do you have your own section, Morgan?
No, I don't. Thank you. And over 200 of whom have included it on their top 10 list. American Splendor, Ms. Sweaty. Thanks
thank
for playing the game and
thank
interrupting
you.
Me as many times as any woman ever has.
Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in Northern Virginia, Stafford, until 5:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 5:05 p.m., a tornado was reported over Garrisonville, moving north at 20 miles per hour. A tornado was reported a tornado on the ground. This is a life-threatening situation. Take cover now. The storm will affect Garrisonville. A tornado has been confirmed. If you are near the path of this tornado, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows.
Pick them all off.
And Frida, if you're listening, pack your bags.
What?
I'm in love with a girl named Elise Shreddy.
Got a friend. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
Thoughts. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Bliss should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow.
Order and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Hey, Hank.
Come here.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What?
Hey.
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit! Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired! Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
Wow. I thought I had a hairy head.
The Don and Mike Show.
Words are hard for them, Don and Mike.
Ah, yes, but words are what makes the show go. And speaking of going, let's go now back to the best of Don and Mike. Maybe the world's stupidest caller here. We just heard Low Budget Jeopardy, right? And I think most of you folks know that it's Don and Mike doing a voice. This guy wants to know, where's Mike during Low Budget Jeopardy? And we'll get to the bottom of it. Think you'll dig it. It's the best with Don and Mike.
Before I take this call, it's either a setup or the dumbest guy of the year.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi. It's such an honor to talk to you guys, man.
Thank
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
I just moved here from Niagara Falls, and I've been listening to your show for about a month and a half, and I really like it a lot.
Thank you.
But I was just wondering why the last couple of weeks you had Luigi, the week before you had somebody else. Why doesn't Mike ever take place in any of those? Like, you never hear him. Even last week when he was doing the show, because Don had to go out with Bart, you know, he kind of just disappears. And I just want
Here's the question. I've turned off our microphones now. I think it's a setup. Is this guy that dumb?
No, I think it's fixed.
He's listening to the radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What was your question again?
I just wanted to know why. Why? I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I've never been on the radio
yeah,
before.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, pal. Al,
what are you doing?
It's like playing poker with a guy, and you're giving us every tell.
What do you mean?
You're using the fake voice. I just moved here. Moved here from Niagara Falls. I heard the show last week, and I've never called before.
I haven't.
You have all the tells.
What's the tells for when? I'm sorry.
Well, for, like, scamming us. Like, you're trying to ask me why I'm not there.
You're
when
not
all
there.
These, when all these people are there, and you know that I do those voices.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't know that. I'm sorry. I don't want to be ignorant. I'm sorry. I didn't know. You have a great show, though.
No, really. Hold on.
You really didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Like, you had Regis Philbin. I was listening from my...
Well, wait, you didn't think it was really Regis Philbin, did you?
It sounded like Regis.
Talking about having gay sex with Michael Gelman?
I don't know. I don't know that much about Regis. I don't watch the show, but he sounded just like...
Do you think
Regis.
There's a chance?
No, no, no. This is a setup. This is a guy who's just... at least I'll give you credit in this regard. You've committed to your bit, and you're sticking with it. I don't
understand what you mean. Honestly, I really don't. You have an excellent show. I love your show.
You mean cousin?
I heard that you're in Buffalo now, and normally in Niagara Falls we get Buffalo stations, but no. I never.
See,
I
the
never
whole thing,
it.
And I don't buy this whole lisp thing either.
What's the lisp thing?
The thing that you're doing right now.
Are you gay?
No, I don't think so.
Well, so you'd know.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
How long did you say you've been listening?
About a month and a half.
Uh-huh. You know...
I love your show.
What's on in the background there?
Our show.
Actually, it's Judge Greg Mathis. I'll turn it down. I'm sorry.
You think it's a TV show. That's why I sound it. Yeah.
What did I do?
Turn your TV down.
I just thought that's the question. That's all.
Turn your TV down.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're being set up, but good for you.
Set up for what, though?
Then you're just, it's
Don?
A phony call.
Good for you for having the gumption to stay with it all the way to the end. I applaud that. You're here doing a bit, and you didn't bail out on it. Way to go.
Well, you have an excellent show. I love your show. And it's got to be difficult to do what you do for 4 hours. I really think so. I just wondered why.
No, it's not
now
difficult
that I know,
at all.
I feel like an idiot, so I apologize. I didn't know that he could do voices like that.
If you listened earlier, you heard we do the show on autopilot, as said by Tim McWilliams, who incidentally, you know, not to split hairs here, but came in during a break with his tail between his legs and said, hey, I hope you guys know that I was kidding about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim, if you really feel that way, come in and say it on the radio. You know, don't come in during a commercial break and say that. Just because Buzz told you we were really pissed. He outed you on that, incidentally, Buzz.
Yeah, had a little chat with
he
him.
He said, I heard from the scuttlebutt outside, and then he kind of nodded towards your window, that Don and Mike, you guys were really pissed about that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, good gag.
I'm confused. I am totally confused by this guy.
Good gag.
Why are you confused?
No.
You're very talented.
All right, whatever.
Mike, listen, the guy's right about one thing. You are very talented,
yes.
But... nobody is that stupid.
Oh, come on. I'm not stupid. I'm a very smart guy.
And if you'd listened for a month and a half, you would know.
I have. I listen every single day.
So did you think for the when you listen every day...
do you think there's some person named Cousin Luigi that comes in here?
Did you think...
Again, I don't get the whole show yet. I'm still learning.
Did you think...
I got turned on by the by people at work.
Did you think that Arnold Schwarzenegger was really on our show all the time?
The bit? Well, yeah, why not?
The bit. You just, that's another tell.
Yeah.
That's another tell. Using that word, the bit.
Huh?
Now, you're out. Now, no, you got, that. You're busted now. Completely busted.
For what?
The bit.
The bit you're trying.
The thing that you do during the news, during when Buzz is doing the news.
The bit you're trying to do right now, and again, I applaud the fact that you're like a crank caller that won't let it go.
I'm not a crank caller. I think your show is great.
I know. I know.
It's very nice.
You sure you don't want to come clean with us?
I don't know. Really didn't know why he was always...
For all I know, this guy is crank calling us, like to make a tape for his friends of the time that he crank called us. Which is why I just want to say I applaud the fact that you're not dropping the charade.
Well, I just think you have a great show, that's all. I think you have an excellent show, and I just wanted to know.
We do have a great show.
I didn't even know what was going on the air. I just thought I was asking Joe, and he put me on hold.
No, right. You called an 800 number. You heard the show on hold, and you didn't know you were going on the air.
He just said, hold on.
You know, Don and Mike have a reputation of rewarding people for honesty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's an outside shot that we might give you a prize if you came clean with us.
I really didn't know. I'm sorry. I feel like those guys you guys always like torture. And I didn't mean for all that. I just wanted to know why, that's all.
Okay.
Well, I think you really
thought that Regis Philbin came on this show and talked about having gay sex with his producer.
Oh, I mean, maybe he was doing a bit. He works with you guys or something. He had Mr. Skin on earlier. I mean, you know, he's talking about, you know, naked websites and stuff. Why not?
No, I was going to...
I think it's a scam.
Yeah,
you know, I also think we are never going to be 100% sure.
No, this is like the Ernie Scar thing. Uh-huh. But I like your show
so much, I tape it and listen to it on the weekend.
I've always thought to myself, no matter what the situation, go with your first instinct. And my first instinct is, we're being played. But good... excuse me. Good for you. Good for you. Stick with it.
Yeah.
You're a good prank caller.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See?
Okay.
Okay, I'm all done.
And he gave up.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I don't think that guy was telling the truth.
We don't either. Really?
Yeah, there's no way that in a month that guy could learn what Mike's voice sounds like.
National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in Northern Virginia: Culpeper, until 6:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 5:26 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 7 miles southwest of Ligdom, moving north at 35 miles per hour. This storm will affect the town of Culpeper and Ligdom. If you are near the path of this storm, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows.
Where we talk to retarded people to make their wishes come true.
Turn that pesky box in front of you down, will you?
That magic box. Now, I know you can't understand why you're hearing us on the radio, yet on the telephone, you're hearing something different.
Now, what can we do for you, gentle person?
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
They're very busy. May we help you? We screen the calls.
No, you can't. Actually, I wanted to talk to them.
What would the call be about? You have to let us know. Otherwise, we won't put you through to Don and Mike, who would eagerly be awaiting your call if it was a subject they were interested in.
Please don't waste our time. What do you want to talk to them about?
Well, yeah, I already kind of got the feel that I'm not going to get to talk to them, by the way.
That's all right. Well, why don't you just let us know? Maybe we take lots of calls.
So, what's your topic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys are a real asset.
You want to talk to Don and Mike about being an asset?
And then he's...
Or you just figured it out and just hung up.
What a moron.
Or you just figured it out and hung up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the early stages of the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, am I on air? Hey, guys, it's after 6. You know, you get those calls.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Friday night, 6 o'clock,
yep.
You're realizing you got no weekend.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hello, am I on air? Hello?
Bet your watch.
Don and Mike show.
Now, see, that guy's on his way to a party.
Right.
That's why I feel bad for our buddies, Ron and Fez, that they have no idea what they're getting into tonight. And I've not been asked to do this, but I'm going to promo the fact that Ron and Fez are doing their show at D&B's tonight.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stand for,
right.
Yeah.
D word and balls. It stands for Dave and Buster's. And what it is it's a gigantic place that smells like a 12-year-old boy's underarm. It has video games and pool and stuff like that. And these guys have no idea the migraine headache that they're in for tonight.
There's a lot going on at Dave and Buster's
doing this show. So please, tonight, if you're not one of these crazy people, because what I guess my point here is, Ron and Fez, the people that you're going to be getting at this event tonight, aside from your diehard listeners, are going to be the people who are calling us now.
Yeah.
And they're heading over there right now.
The people who at 7 o'clock are still sitting dialing, and then they hear, uh-oh, Ron and Fez are at Dave and Buster's. Let's go! Yeah, and it's going to be nuts, nuts, nuts. So, listen, if you have half a brain, please go out and see Ron and Fez tonight.
Please.
And save them.
Where are they? They're at Dave, where's the Dave and Buster's?
White Flint.
White Flint over Rockville. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, I'll be the guy that believes that guy.
Pardon me?
I'll be the guy that believes that other caller for the simple reason, where does he have to game by a lion? And of course he sounds like an idiot, right?
Well, no, here's the thing. Like I said,
not like you.
What if he's running tape, and just for his friends as a gag, he says, hey, yeah, you know what? I called those two a-hole disc jockeys, and I got him to believe that I thought Mike just left the room when they did their call.
And why did you say, I'll be the guy that believes that guy? What is it, like a Halloween costume?
Hey, man, don't be mean to the guy. Anyway, Don, you caught him, so you could have just hung up right away.
Yeah, just like I could have hung up on you when I figured out you were a retard, but you're on the air, too.
Yeah, so that's the whole point, though. Most of the people that call you are retards.
Absolutely, and we have a wonderful time. What do you got planned for the weekend?
To talk to you, retard.
What?
To talk to you two, retards.
That's all. And, well, you know, there's only a short time left. What are you going to do after that?
Listen to you, retards, I guess.
Go to Dave and Buster's.
See you, retards.
He's on his way. I think that first call, the lying guy, I think it's a cry for help. He just wants attention.
You know, we really could analyze it all day long because you don't know what the real reasons are. It's somebody that's just getting some perverse pleasure from it.
Because he's so smart.
Don and Mike, hi. What's happened to this segment?
I just think that, you know how sometimes somebody will call when they've got a little agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what that might be all. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's why I'm suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know something? If we were on autopilot, we would have just hit a flock of geese.
You know, if we were on autopilot, we would have gone... Rob goes to the time of trouble to go to imdb.com. Mm-hmm. We would have reviewed movies that we haven't seen.
Right.
But I made the call right there that we should just take some live calls. Because
mm-hmm.
we're not on autopilot. But mm-hmm. now looking back in retrospect, we should have been on autopilot.
Sometimes it's
we probably would have had a better segment if we would have just reviewed the movie.
I could make an argument that that was a better segment than the movies.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But the
geese.
And American Pie, yes, and Giggly, no. So there.
Geely,
yeah, right, there you go.
I like Don's title.
Yeah.
Giggly.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show. Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's the best of Don and Mike on a Friday. Keep in mind, Don and Mike will be back live in studio on Monday. Don't miss it. A lot of weather coming through the Northern Virginia area, and I understand some of the Don and Mike show has actually made it onto WJFK this afternoon, but be advised with all the intense weather in the area, if you see something coming, please be careful. Now, the reason I'm playing Aerosmith is because what we got here is a phone interview, really a cool guy, and it was a good interview too, with Joe Perry, the lead guitarist of Aerosmith, and a guy who makes hot sauce, delicious hot sauce, great musician, Joe Perry, on the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, Joe. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey. Joe.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How you doing?
We're doing very well. Aerosmith and Kiss, tomorrow night, Nissan Pavilion.
Yep.
Aerosmith.
Any fist fights between you guys yet?
Of course not.
Well, I'm just checking.
They're much taller than us. It'd be a lopsided duel.
who doesn't love Aerosmith?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you stack and Kiss up against Aerosmith, I think when you're talking about size, perhaps, but as far as conditioning, I think, you know, you guys might have the edge.
Yeah. Now, they open, right?
They play before us, yeah.
Yeah, they open. Well, and as it should be.
And we have to follow them.
Oh. Well, then don't worry about it. You guys, I'm sure, do a more than adequate job of following them. Who came up with the idea of Aerosmith and Kiss, which is a great bill?
Well, I think that their management basically came to us a bunch of times over the last 3 or 4 years and just said, you know, it'd be a great idea to join up. And, you know, we're always looking for a good package, you know, try and get the best band out there we can get, you know. And last year's tour with Kid Rock was great, you know, with Run DMC, and it just makes for a great night, you know. I mean, the audience loves it. It kicks us in the butt, you know, to have somebody on like that before us. And So it was, you know, to go out with the guys and kiss, I mean, we've known him for forever. And it's just, you know, I mean, no one puts on a show like that. So it's great.
Listen, here's the greatness of Aerosmith is that, you know, we all remember, you know, back when we were in high school, you had Dream On and Walk This Way and, you know, My Big 10-Inch. And then for a while they, you know, they were down, and then they come back with Run DMC, and then it's like reinvented but still kicking ass with like Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Pretty unprecedented. Love in an Elevator. Pretty unprecedented to be able to do that. I mean, and I know it's you probably get asked
Eat the Rich. That song kicks my ass every time.
Well, you know, it's an amazing story, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, how you manage to resurrect it, but how do you keep something like that going for as long as you do and you know, survive everything you guys have survived? I mean, you can look at the old album covers and you know, you could have said, man, we didn't think you guys would make it, much less you know, be at the top of the music game after all these years.
Well, I think we discovered that we still love the music. Mm-hmm. And we still love to listen to rock and roll. We still love blues. We still love going to rock shows. So that's where we started. I mean, we started off as fans first, and we still are. So we still feel like we have a love of the music, and we love to get out there and adrenalize an audience. And you just go day by day, you know. And then the days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, and before you know it, you're at this end of it, you know.
And what's great is that we, you know, for every Aerosmith song that like was in Armageddon, that one, that ballad one that light rock stations play,
they come
right back with something like Jaded. Okay, so just when you think that they're gonna go that Def Leppard route, they come right back with Jaded.
Well, we try all different things, you know. I think that's been probably one of our biggest problems over the years is people try and pigeonhole us, and you know, you get the, sometimes they call us a heavy metal band, sometimes we're the power ballad band, the blues rock band. We play all kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, you're the rock and roll band.
We played swing, you know, with Big 10-Inch 20 years before it was a fad, you know?
Yeah, really. Yeah, now that I think of that, you're absolutely right.
So, you know, we've always dabbled in that stuff. I mean, so in a lot of ways, it's been hard because people can't, like, say, well, that's a hard rock band, and that's, you get hard rock. Well, you get a lot of everything when you get Aerosmith.
When you do a tour, do you think about it night to night, or do you think about it week to week, or do you have a set list that you pretty much stick to, or do you guys, you know, how does that go about? Do you figure it out the night of the show, or how do you determine?
We've probably had the biggest and most uproarious fights over the set list this last time, because we had to drop like two or three songs from the set.
Like, you got so many great ones. I mean, how do you let's say you're in the band meeting, and I'm guessing you guys have a meeting, and it's like, okay, we got to do either Sweet Emotion or Ragdoll, or Love in an Elevator, or a same old song and dance.
Well,
how do you pick from those four songs?
Just take those songs. You know, you got to play Sweet Emotion. Love in an Elevator, you may want to trade out with Eat the Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Each song has its place in the set as to, number one, how bad the audience wants to hear it, and if they're going to miss it if you don't play it. And then there's also how it fits in the set as far as, does it rock? Or is it a ballad?
And it is concert to concert? It's not week to week?
So you take the basic shell of the show, which is kind of like, you know, last year we did the thing where we played out on the B stage, so we had some more, like, lowdown and rock and kind of vibe in the middle of the set. This year we do kind of the same thing in a different way. But you'll see when you see the show.
Right.
But, so we kind of have a format how the show's going to go. But, you know, we want to open the show with something that's familiar, that rocks hard, and there are certain songs that fit that bill, and then you just kind of duke it out on the rest of the stuff.
So you can't start with Walk This Way.
I tried that the other night, almost, but it just doesn't work there. It's got to be near the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So So what's the what's an opener, do you think? You think Sweet Emotion's an opener? Do you think The Other Side? I love The Other Side.
Now, well, we have been working with Other Side. We've been putting it in the set. We've been playing Nobody's Fault.
That's a great one.
That'll probably stay in the set for a while. No more. But we've been starting with Let the Music Do the Talking, or Toys in the Attic.
Toys in the Attic. Yeah. That's okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't
argue with it.
You know, I mean, we're a rock band, so we start rocking.
Now, let me get some plugs in here, and then we have a couple of questions. For those of you listening to us, let me see. Tonight, of course, Nissan, or tomorrow night, Nissan Pavilion. If you're listening on YSP and.
Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in Northern Virginia: Loudoun, until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 5:52 p.m., radar indicated a tornado, and spotters confirmed dangerous tornadic thunderstorms to affect Loudoun County. One storm was reported 7 miles northeast of Purcellville, and the second was moving was 8 miles south of Dulles International Airport. Both were moving north at 25 miles per hour. Tornadoes are on the ground. This is a life-threatening situation. Take cover now. Some locations near the path of this tornado include Ashburn, Countryside, Leesburg, Purcellville, Arcola, and Dulles International Airport. A tornado has been confirmed. If you are near the path of this tornado, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses. They offer no protection from violent winds. Blocking the road will prevent others from reaching safe shelter.
Listen, blues is the base of rock and roll, basis of all the music that we know and love.
Absolutely.
And blues and barbecue, they both start with the same letters.
You noodled that through, huh?
If you have the barbecue, you got to have the sauce.
The killer bees.
Perfect logic.
So if you want to order some of this, go to Gecko.
Incidentally, if anybody wants to know what the classic Boston accent is, Joe has it. And if you're ever wanting to know, when he said barbecue, that's perfect.
Barbecue,
that's right.
The plug here is GeckoGarys.com to get Joe Perry's.
Joe, do you still follow the Sox?
The what?
The Sox, the Red Sox.
Well, you know, we watch what they do. I mean, we're kind of we keep our eye on what goes on around here. We have different factions in our crew some guys are football guys.
Right.
Some guys are hockey guys.
Good for the football
guys.
You know,
and some guys are baseball guys. We have mostly football and hockey.
What are you, Joe?
Well, I kind of, I've probably been to more hockey games than any other.
Big Bruins fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's the biggest football guy in the band?
I think that Tom probably keeps his eye on football the most.
And who's Tom's favorite team? I mean, I know we're like goddamn 17 magazine here, but
I don't know. He'll tell me when the games come around.
But
we are going to be doing some stuff with the NFL this year. I don't know if you got word or not, but
yeah,
we're playing that at the kickoff the season opener on the 4th.
Right, you got to do
a big show there at the on the Esplanade in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, with Brittany and Mary J. Blige, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Brittany again, right, just like at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, on the Mall.
I was just going to ask him after all this, because we were asking these 17 questions, who is still going strong as the horniest member in the band, Joe?
I don't know. How do you judge that?
How many of you guys are married?
We're all married.
You're all married.
Ah. So I guess it'd be a difficult question to answer.
The plane looks like a triple X adult bookstore. I mean,
okay. All right.
I mean, you know, I don't know what you know. I mean, without getting into how many times a week. I don't know. I mean,
in a given week.
It depends. I bring my wife with me everywhere. So
you do. Okay. All right.
I guess you could say I'm the only one that you know is getting the most on a weekly basis.
There you go. Uh-huh. You've answered the question then.
before you came on, I was talking about, I just had my 22nd anniversary, and my wife last night, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, she was a garbage pail.
Yeah.
She was just so bad and so nasty that I loved it.
You got to keep it nasty. That's the key to longevity. Yeah, that's it.
There's a lot to be said for it. I've been with my wife now going on, I guess, 18, 19 years.
Way to go.
And we travel together on the road. We bring the kids with us, and we bring a tutor. The family stays together, but we're together. You know what I mean?
That's
and,
great.
Like, she was my date, and... She always will be, so.
That's good.
Well, Joe, listen, do you realize, seriously, and I'm really going to put my head just, but do you realize how much your music means to guys that run the gamut? I mean, I got an 18-year-old son, and he likes Eminem, and of course he likes the Eminem song that has your stuff, and he likes 50 Cent, but he likes Aerosmith.
That's crazy.
And you got, he's 18, I'm 44, I got tickets for your show tomorrow night for a friend of mine, an orthopedic surgeon, who's 60. Do you realize how many freaking people your music has touched?
That constantly blows my mind.
You know, it's really bands like you, Joe. I mean, it's bands like Aerosmith that are still keeping it alive, I think. I mean, when you really look at touring schedules around the summer, sometimes, you'll look at a schedule and you'll say, yeah, and then, well, thank God, at least Aerosmith is coming to town. You know what I mean? It's been that way for years. I can't believe how long it's been.
And how many times, seriously, have you been like in Tower and you'll go, okay, well, there's Linkin Park. All right, there's 50 Cent. And then you end up going, you go to your car. And you put in the Aerosmith CD that's got the animal on the front of it. And then, the next thing you got...
We will never speak of this again.
Hold on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wrong one. You got this. Yeah. Hold on, Robbie. I got the wrong one. I got the wrong disc. I went crazy.
You know, you got to set that whole thing up again because you were really...
Yeah,
you were setting the whole picture. You know, you were actually doing theater there. You know, where you're in your car, where you go to your car.
Yeah, so you're, and this really happens to me. You're in the record store and you go, oh, Jesus Christ, Christina Aguilera. Then you go, give me some rock. Linkin Park. Britney Spears? No. Just Black Eyed Peas? No. You just go, you go to your car, you get your CD and you... No, really, I'm telling you. You guys have a lot of great ones. This, without a doubt, is my favorite one. This is, I wish you could say the word, a goddamn effing emotional record. Listen to this.
There was a time.
And I mean, it builds.
So brokenhearted.
That, I mean, you guys got a million great ones, but this is the one. This song, I'm going to say this, builds to a climax.
You got climax on your brain today, don't you?
If this isn't just the best kick-ass record, if you're in a crappy mood, and you had a day with your goddamn butt, you get in the car and you just go, yeah.
I'm dying when I miss you. I'm dying to forget you.
Has this happened to you on your little radio things that you've done before, Joe?
Well, no. Oh, and it's funny with that song, because we're always trying to figure out if that's a ballad or a rock song.
Ballad. You know what it is? It's a rock song.
Okay,
and,
good.
And then sometimes on that same album...
You got my favorite?
Which one?
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Well...
Oh, hold on. I got it. It's on the other disc, though. Robbie, would you load it? And while you load that one...
And that's another one.
Oh, no.
We love that song, but it's so tongue-in-cheek. It's just a lot of fun to play.
With the other studio?
Uh-huh. It works. You know?
Mike, we're getting that one for you, but here's another one I love. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So many.
Take me to the other side. And you're driving in your car and you go, Don't you do that?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exciting. You know, maybe we're overdoing it, Joe, but we're delighted to have you on the show because, I mean, it's just nice to
The National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a
Tornado warning for the following county in Northern Virginia. Fauquier. Until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 6:03 p.m., Doppler indicated a developing tornado 11 miles southwest of Warrenton, moving north at 35 miles per hour. Some locations near the path of this storm include Delaware Plain, the Plains, and Warrenton. Do not take shelter under highway overpasses.
People told me I look like a woman. Right?
No, kidding. To this day.
I don't know why this song moves me.
The thing is, it's right here. Goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I mean, you know what that is? That's like the Stones, if the Stones really still knew what they were doing. I mean, you listen to that, to how that song is put together. You guys just kick so much ass. One more. I got one more.
All right.
All right.
Okay, because we're going to be getting to all this stuff.
Okay.
Just
one more. That every guy in high school, you tell me that you didn't.
And what he said is they were. I mean, when you think about Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and things like that, they were ahead of their time doing it.
That was great.
What guy, when he got this album, didn't say, Jesus Christ?
Oh, I remember the first time I heard this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can I ask you just one last question, Joe?
Yeah.
Who
that one definitely has real horns on it. I remember the horn session distinctly on that.
How did the whole Big 10-inch concept of that record, where did that come from? How did that germinate?
A friend of ours lived in California, and there was a guy named Dr. Demento, who's one of the great grandfathers of esoteric rock radio.
Right.
Crazy DJ.
He used to send us tapes of the show. And that was one of the songs that was on the tape, and we heard it, and we said, we love this, we got to cover it.
Oh, wow, that's great, it's a cover, I didn't know that. That's
so
amazing.
That's how we found it. It's an old blues song.
Okay.
You know, it's actually a lot more in the swing band vein.
Right.
In the original version.
And not only the old albums, but you got to know, just push play. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm really passionate about my Aerosmith.
I understand. So am I. We share that.
How do you guys put together such great records all the time?
It's a lot of work. But, like, we're fans first, you know? We go down there and make songs that we would love to hear. That's all you do. It's the only way you can do it.
And after all these years, is it still more fun to get out on the road and, you know, once the hard work of being in the studio is done, is it more fun to get out? Still fun to be out there?
Definitely. I mean, that's what we started off wanting to do, and it's that next level down. I mean, different people want to be in bands for different reasons, and,
right.
You know, obviously, you know, they get to a point in their lives, and they go, well, I'm just not willing to give up fish farming or golfing to go out on the road. With us, it's like, we want to be on the road so we can stay on the road, you know, and it's just
there it is.
Some people do that. I mean, why are the Stones could certainly quit, but there's a certain amount of, you know, need to get out there and play that music. You know, if you can do that and make those kind of sounds that you're dancing to, you got to do it.
All right, last thing before we ask Joe about the sex quiz, and just the last thing about an Aerosmith. You buy an Aerosmith CD, an album, a record. It's got the hits on it. But what's really great is it's not one of those albums you buy and you listen to, oh, I'm going to listen to cut 2 and cut 4 and cut 6.
No.
And then you just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes, right, I got the 6 CD thing in my car.
Right.
And it goes in there. And you know that every goddamn song is a song that you're going to love.
Yep.
So, congratulations. We love you.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing. We're going to be playing some stuff from the new record during the show. It's something we've never done. We've never played as much new material in the set as this time.
Well, like, I love the song Girls of Summer.
Wow.
Now, that how long was that out? Was that, what, last summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, last summer.
Yeah, so we got some stuff coming out next January, so we're going to play 2 or 3 songs from that record, and it's...
That's rare. I mean, for you guys to do that, for a band of your stature to do that, pretty rare to go to a concert and think that you're going to hear something that you're going to hear, you know, next fall on the radio. That's pretty cool.
Hey,
well, we hope so. We hope it. So far, it's gotten some good response, because it's music that's near and dear to our heart, you know. So it's really a lot of fun playing it and seeing how people react to it.
Hey, you guys, some of your records are produced by that guy that's with Shania Twain, right?
Actually, he
did he work?
He mixed the last record.
Is that Mutt Lang? Is that
no? Oh, that's Kevin Mike Shipley.
We're thinking, well,
he mixed some of Kevin of Mutt Lang's stuff.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So in a weird, like, Kevin Bacon way, you know, that 6 degrees of separation, somehow you guys are connected by two or three people to Shania Twain.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right.
That's more like 7 or 8 degrees. But this record we did with Jack Douglas, the one that's coming out. We worked with Jack for the first time in I don't know, 20 years. So.
Hey, great.
And when is that record going to be in record stores?
That's going to be out sometime January, February.
Okay.
All right. Joe Perry from Aerosmith. Joe, no lie, you guys are the freaking greatest. Have a great, great show tomorrow night at Nissan.
Keep on going, man. You keep a lot of people happy. You really do.
All right, well, you're keeping us happy, so thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, man. You kick some ass. All right, bye, Joe.
Joe Perry.
Bye-bye. Appreciate that. That was a last-minute thing.
Yeah, great.
Call said, hey, Joe Perry would like to call in.
If we sound like we were gushing, we were.
Yeah.
And we reserve the right to gush when we want to gush.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, it's in the trifecta. You got Zeppelin.
Yep.
Boston. Aerosmith.
And really, when you look at, you know, year after year after year after year, when those guys are out on the road, you know, just kicking ass, and I know you've been to an Aerosmith show. I've been to an Aerosmith show.
More than I've been to see them 4 times.
And I don't go to concerts, but
nor
I go see Aerosmith. I love
now,
them.
Now, here is noted Joe. Rock historian Joe Ardinger.
I don't think I've ever been paid as much attention to ever in the history of this show.
You enjoy that segment, Joe?
Oh, I laugh because, let's say less than 500. That's probably the best answer I've ever
heard. Yeah! And how about the fact that he's kind of, you know, put off by the fact you're asking these pedestrian questions?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? And I love the Boston accent.
Yeah.
You ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out of here. Come on.
Public face is there.
Sex in a car? Wicked great.
A car? Come on now. Yeah, you're out of your mind there. You mind?
Why my barbecue sauce?
Well, he said that's kind of personal.
Yeah, well, that means he's a rocker, for God's sake.
That's right.
So he's been with a few garbage cans.
She was a garbage can. Frida, you garbage can. I love you.
I mean, to give you an idea how long he's been doing it, I mean, that was my, I think that was my junior prom theme, Dream On.
And I think Walk This Way was like 74, 75, 76.
And he still gets up later in the day than we do.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he sounded like he just got up.
Yeah, he did.
And man, he sleeps later than my son does.
They are, I was reading an article that they come in, fly in, do their show, and if they're within an hour and a half or something, they fly back every night.
Nice. Well, they kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
They kick major ass.
You know, you can do that and probably have a somewhat normal life if you got your rock and roll star airplane at your disposal and you sleep till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you know that last
probably
night,
quite a normal little, you know, commute.
Last night would have been the perfect, I mean, not that last night wasn't perfect, a great anniversary, but if we had come back from the restaurant to the hotel room,
mm-hmm.
and when my wife passed out, And I could pick up the phone and talk to Joe Perry for a half hour. That would have been the absolute. I'm just kind of continuing my anniversary experience mm-hmm. into today,
wow.
encompassing that in today. Can you imagine that? You go to the hotel, your wife's already drunk. She does the unspeakable. It's fantastic. You go to the restaurant, they kiss your ass. You have all the food that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the hotel, and she passes out.
Yep.
And then. Bring. Hello, Don. Joe Perry's on the phone. And Rob, yes, to answer your question, I would have talked to Joe Perry while my wife was doing that
wow.
to me.
Wow, that says it all.
That's a dedicated Aerosmith fan.
Yeah, sure. Boy, and we share that one. I mean, they're musically, you and I kind of head in different directions, but when it comes to Aerosmith, mm-hmm. I mean, for a long, long time, I'm with you.
You bet your ass. You bet your ass. Like I said, well, actually,
do you think Steven Tyler's up yet?
No. It's the big. It's the big four. It's Zeppelin.
No, Robbie's not dead.
It's Zeppelin. It's Boston. It's Aerosmith, and it's Duran Duran.
There we go.
That's the big four.
Thanks again for leaving out Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Well,
I really appreciate that.
Well, that's if you wanted to work the big five in, Mike.
Yeah, the big five.
The big five. And don't forget, Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. And, well, no, I'm not going to insult Oingo Boingo. I just like to say that name because it sounds funny.
Uh-huh.
I actually like Oingo Boingo.
You're the one.
It's a dead man's party.
No, I guess I like
it. So.
All right. Thank you, Joe Perry. That was an unexpected surprise to talk to Joe Perry.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Joe Perry. Isn't he marvelous, ladies and gentlemen?
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent. He is expected to have enthusiasms. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Dave!
Baseball! Amen. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Books. Throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. Team don't field. What is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
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 Team. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Don and Mike Show. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
It's actually the best of Don and Mike. Two good weeks of best of. We got a lot of calls, people saying how much they've enjoyed it, and we appreciate that. But don't sweat it. Don and Mike will be back in studio on Monday to generate new best of. Also want to take this moment, because he's standing in here with me. Today marks the final work day of Wendell Smoot Hall, taking a chief engineering position way down south, they'd say. And I will take this opportunity to thank Wendell for all that he's done, not only for the station and the Don and Mike Show, but for me. He's always been there for anyone that's come to him, and he is a real asset to WJFK, and best wishes in the Outer Banks. Wendell Hall, good guy. He'll be missed. I can only hope that whatever company hires him folds and he comes back someday. Who knows? It could happen. It's a nutty business. Good luck, Wendell. We'll miss having you around. All right, best of Don and Mike. Buzz, meet Absinthe. Absinthe, this is Buzz. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Jacob. You mentioned my website earlier.
Oh, are you the guy that sent Buzz the Absinthe?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. Very nice, very generous.
Yeah, no problem. It's the least I can do. You guys have entertained me for years.
Jacob, you're pretty knowledgeable in the ways of this green fairy.
Oh, yeah. I've been drinking it for a while now.
What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's not going to give you any hallucinations like, you know, walls morphing or anything like that, but it kind of makes you more creative and with writing and
Buzz
drawing.
Close the bottle. The guy starts talking about it, and Buzz goes right to the bottle, starts opening it, sniffing it.
Which is the better stuff, Jacob?
That's the stuff with the darker color that I sent you. The stuff that says the Green Fairy on the left.
I back. Knew it. Right. See, Buzz, you said the other stuff was five times, but this stuff is definitely, I know, just by looking at it, it looks like the heavy-duty stuff.
You're talking about quality or intensity or both, Jacob?
Well, I'm talking about mostly taste. The Absinthium 1792, that's the stuff which I think has got to have a lot stronger of a thujone level. Judging by what the company...
Listen, Jacob, excuse me for a second. Let me just cut to the point. I think I speak for Buzz and all of us when I ask, which one of the bottles will get you the effed up the fastest?
The Absinthium will.
Yeah.
Oh, the Absinthium will.
The
okay.
one that's not as good a quality, but more intense.
But the other stuff tastes better.
Yeah, the other stuff tastes better, and it'll have a little bit more of a alcoholic kick to it.
All right, okay. Now, when you drink this stuff, what do you do? Is it like getting high? Is it like getting drunk? What is it like?
No, you kind of drink it slow. You fill the glass half up with the absinthe, and then the rest of it you pour half a glass of ice-cold water over a sugar cube, and so it's kind of half and half. You lower the alcohol level by half. And you just sip it with your friends.
What if you just went over to the newsroom during a commercial break and opened the bottle and put it up to your lips and took a good swig?
You'd be set. You'd have a great show for the rest of the day.
So it would work that quickly?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it works real quick.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah, it rocks. It really rocks.
We're bad, aren't we?
We
it
are.
It is so tempting. So if Buzz was to take, like, just one big shot of that absinthium,
he'd be crazy.
He wouldn't be crazy, but it would be a creative buzz. Not that he's not creative otherwise.
That's fine.
All right, thank you, my friend.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Thanks for listening.
You rock, Jacob. Thanks a lot.
Very kind.
Thank you for
Jacob.
Sending that to Buzz.
Listen to Buzz. You're very kind.
Well, he is.
You are
generous.
Buzz.
Big fan
that's
of the show.
That's enthusiasm for Buzz. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know Buzz fairly well. That's Buzz really being enthusiastic.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
You're too kind.
You know, and here's...
Don, Mike.
Hi. Listen, hold on a second. Here's my dilemma.
Your kindness astounds me.
That on one level now, I have to admit, now that it's the real thing... I'm slightly interested, but I still have that other big, giant side of my brain that's reminding me of when it was here before.
That it's like brain damage?
Yeah, saying like... Yeah. Your
LSD, bad acid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right. I'm still afraid, but I don't mind having our food taster.
take it for the weekend.
It has that mystique. I tell you what, well, here's a compromise. We've already done the drunk show. We don't want to do that again. Yeah, it's been done.
Maybe
but,
not.
But,
maybe.
You know, maybe just like he said, one shot, and then stop, and just put it away.
Because you know that's what we wanted
how about
to
two
do.
Two shots. All right, go ahead and have a shot, Buzz.
Take a swig.
He wants to.
He's wanted to for the whole show, and it's Friday. What the hell?
Go ahead, Buzz.
Bottom
all right, and
hey, Doc.
Hold on, Buzz is just drinking his absinthe.
One swallow. That's actually pretty good.
It has good flavor to it.
Now, that wasn't
so.
A real chug. Take
no, it was one swallow. I'm going to take another swallow now.
Take right. another swallow.
The two of them together should be about a shot.
Okay, very
all
good.
Right.
All right.
And
I love the way you look.
He
just head back like,
he's, head back like he's taking a pill. Yeah,
Heron style. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Buzz. When did this happen to you? When did this go on? This
long before
great.
You met him, Mike.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Long before.
I don't know why it brings me such joy to watch you do that, but it's
because I've just been so uptight for so long, and it's time to blow the lid off that.
No, you haven't,
you know,
Buzz.
I'll tell you, that last show we did when you did that, I've had a lot of fun doing this show for years and years. That had to be
you are
one of my most enjoyable days, and I'm feeling that same thing again.
Did it just get 8 degrees warmer in here?
There you go.
Now, really,
now we're done.
At some point, just give me like hand signs to let me know how effed up you are.
Okay.
Right now, you still feel normal?
Yeah, mostly yes.
Okay. What's the proof on that?
140, 70% alcohol.
My God.
But unlike before, you've not had an entire bottle or half a bottle. You've only had two swigs.
Right.
But that's the real stuff we should point out. That's
about a shot, you know.
That's the heavy-duty stuff.
Just for cruising.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike. I'm sorry. Eric, sorry, we were talking to Buzz. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, no problem, buddies. Hey, when you guys come up Baltimore next week, will you have Dave Modell in studio? Hey, and Don, one other thing.
Yeah.
Eject, goddammit, eject.
He likes doing that.
He sure does.
He just loves controlling his own call.
Hi, Don and Mike's show. Yeah, we'll be in Baltimore, I think, a week from Thanksgiving.
And will Modell be on?
I believe David Modell's coming down that
a week from the Friday after Thanksgiving, right?
No, it's been moved to Thursday.
Thursday.
December 4th.
It's been moved to Thursday.
Oh.
Is that a problem?
No.
Oh, okay. Hello, Don and Mike. Is, yeah, it, is it really?
No, no. Okay. Why would it be a problem?
I didn't know. Sometimes
problem. I live for problems.
Sometimes things are problems with you. I don't know. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I'm listening to Buzz here, and evidently he's into the bottle of absinthe again.
Yeah, he is.
I know.
You know, I just got out of rehab like 2 months ago.
Hey, God, how you doing, Rush?
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I wasn't in there for the OxyContin. I was in there for the, you know, the sauce. You know what I mean?
How'd they do?
I'm going to hold you guys personally responsible if I relapse.
No,
here.
Don't do that.
No, come on, you might want to turn the show
you
off.
You sound high right now.
How long sober?
Thanks.
How long sober now?
I got 107 days.
Good for you. That's excellent. Keep it up.
Good job.
Yeah you might want to turn the show off today.
Congratulations.
What do you mean turn it off?
Well, because we're probably going to be
jerks,
we're
man.
Probably no. going to be talking about Buzz when he gets buzzed. I don't want you to relapse.
Okay, well, What I was supposed to listen to? Okay, fine, I'll switch over to the other station to listen to Rush. How do you like that?
Yeah,
you know, on second thought, you know, go drink a six-pack.
Okay. That was the guy's response.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you nice when you were sober? I mean, when you were drunk?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, I was a jerk, and I'm still a jerk, but I, you know.
Were you more of a jerk when you were drinking?
What I did was I went out in public and made an ass of myself. Now I just make an ass of myself on the radio.
Yeah!
You know, if you have to relapse, drink beer. It hardly counts.
Yeah.
see you later.
All right, man.
You've got a very captivating laugh and a kind of Michael Jackson kind of laugh.
Bye-bye, then.
No, okay, that's a low blow, dude.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah. Later.
Bye-bye
now. It's kicked in.
Buzz.
Has it really buzzed?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's pretty pleasant.
But now you don't sound...
No, no, and I'm not going to, and I'm not going to drink anymore.
Yes,
I'm through.
I'm
not going to drink more. Okay, so I'm a little nervous.
The tongue is maybe a little thick. Right, the tongue has already gotten thick.
Like I said, I just felt it kick in. It's an oddly familiar feeling.
I was talking to somebody about this last night, mm-hmm. about the show where you were like, and the thing that's great about this, ladies and gentlemen, we are not faking this. He is really, his tongue has already gotten thicker in like... 5 seconds and now he's laughing.
Now
it's so real.
It's a good time now for us to ask him to create for us.
Yes. What would you wish to him to create?
I don't know, a poem?
I know what he likes doing. He likes writing commercials.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Right? He does. It's one of his passions. Writing commercials. I'm not kidding.
Buzz, you're killing me.
Why?
Just looking at him is making me laugh my ass off
today.
I'm
not doing a thing. I'm just sitting here.
Your eyes. You are already. It did hit. Would that effectively be, as far as anything that you've ever consumed of an alcoholic beverage, would that be the quickest reaction time, do you think?
The smallest amount with the most results. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the biggest effect.
Very good. What are you? I agree, Rob.
Wow.
It's going to take more, Rob.
Yeah.
It's going to take more?
Yeah. And like I said, we did that already.
Yeah, we did. I mean, did. You don't want to go back to something that was just phenomenally funny.
Well, you know what? Let him try it today, and we'll have the tea party when we come back from Thanksgiving.
We'll coast on this, and that'll be
get
fine.
Why don't we just... I agree. We'll you know, have one more shot, and then we'll be done with it.
Because, see, really, this is selfish for me. I'm scared S-less of this.
Of this stuff?
Yes, but if Buzz drinks it and like his eyes don't fall out and stuff,
right?
I'd be willing to drink it.
I don't think he's afraid.
Be not afraid.
You kill me.
You want to, before we wrap this whole thing up, you want to just knock one more?
No, I'd like to coast on this for a while. Okay. I don't want to lose control. I've got to stay in control of this.
Okay.
As best I can.
Just one more sip.
Just one tiny.
Now? Yeah. You don't want to wait a little while?
Yeah, just one.
Just one more sip.
It's going to give me a terrible reputation.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen.
Oh,
he's going for the bottle right now.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
This is not going to be as bad as last time. Hi, Charlie.
Here we go.
Hi, Charlie. What are you doing in here?
Can I get a cup?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You want to try some?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Lisa's expressed an interest as well.
What are we doing here? This is amazing. Everybody's like into this now.
Okay.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill's going to drink Asmith.
Absinthe.
What did I say?
Asmith.
What have you been drinking?
And I'm not effed up.
That's a position. Hey, I'd like to do the Asmith.
So Charlie's going to drink it, and so is his wife, Lisa.
I guess they're looking to get their weekend started early.
That's crazy. It would just be a good weekend to try to have a kid, incidentally. Mm-hmm. If they're going to be drinking.
Yeah, go for it.
Have sex.
Now, there's Charlie. He's
have
in
sex
there.
Tonight.
Go ahead and pour it. I've already wiped off the inside and the outside of the neck. And, you know, with all that alcohol, there'll be no germs. Just a, like a shot. A shot for you, a shot for Lisa. Should be plenty. That looks like a good shot right
He's
there.
Loco already.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bubba. Right,
there he goes.
He's loco, man.
I feel like painting.
Yeah, I feel like painting. Do you really? Or are you just now you're kidding?
No, I'm just
now here's Charlie. Charlie's got his.
Now, Charlie is really not a drinker. He's
a bit
of a teetotaler.
When Charlie does drink, though, I'll tell you, he goes for the Long Island iced teas, and Charlie pounds them.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, let it happen, Charlie. Down the hatch. And how did it taste?
Okay. Oh man, come on.
I don't drink much.
Yeah, that's true.
I know you don't.
It's strong stuff. It's pretty much alcohol.
Yeah. Very strong?
Yes, it is.
He's got it propelled
my
water.
My eyes are watering.
Your eyes are watering.
He's chasing it with a little flavored water.
Whoa.
There we go.
The epidemic spreads.
Now I'm dying to try it.
It's good stuff.
God, I'm dying to try it. But I'm so afraid of it.
Don't be.
Very NyQuil-like.
Yeah, I think if you don't drink too much, there's no problem with it. Listen to me.
I'm going to get you a cup.
I got to call my mommy first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine encouraged me.
I won't be doing that.
Oh, come on. If I do, you
no,
do.
No, I won't be doing that. No, not tonight.
Please? What do you got tonight? You got a date tonight?
Yeah.
Sure. So do I. That's why I'm wearing hard shoes.
Huh?
New shirt.
No, actually old shirt.
Cherokee.
Old shirt that didn't fit. No. It's on sale, like very cheap at Lord & Taylor's.
Nice.
I think I'll wait as well. I think I'll just.
Hey, let's make a date to like before the holiday that we'll you and I will both.
Yeah,
and then
Rob, you too.
And we'll make.
You have to too, Rob.
You'll be glad you did.
Like when you drank that Sam Adams beer that was like maple syrup.
All right.
Do you remember how fantastically effed up we got on that?
How are you, Buzz?
I'm fine. I'm feeling good. I'm telling you guys, you have no, listen to me. You have nothing to fear.
Listen to
it. It's alcohol. It's got a little magic in it. Like I said, it's got an oddly familiar feeling to it.
Very good.
How you doing, Charlie? I'd like to get
Charlie in here.
I'd like to get Charlie on the microphone here.
Yeah, he'll be willing. That's what everybody seems to be very willing to take the microphone.
Charlie Broyo, come on in here. Talk to us for a second.
We now have a link to the guy's website on WJFK.com.
How are you?
Okay, that's great. We got a link on the website to it.
You look.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm fine so far.
Do you feel it?
Not yet.
Not yet? You don't feel anything?
Give it like 2-3 more minutes. It's very pleasant.
Is your lovely wife going to partake?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very good.
She'll come down during the break. In case someone said, hey, she's on the air.
Oh. What?
Charlie?
Hey.
No, he's fine.
He's drunk.
No, I'm not. But that's why she can't come down.
Oh, right. But you just said the S word.
Yes.
And she's sitting upstairs on the dumb button.
But you beat her to it.
That's true.
Right.
Okay. Get out of here. You're not fun like Buzz is. You're not fun, high, drunk, whatever Buzz is.
Yeah, but he is definitely that little comment.
I got to try it. Man, I got to try it.
You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, but I got dinner with my wife tonight.
I know.
She might be pissed at me.
It's only 4:30, though. I'm thinking one shot. Limit yourself to one shot now. You'll be fine by 7:30.
Just one of those things. I just got to run it by her.
You know, you if know, you get from
what with my past and all.
Yeah.
Although, you know, booze, listen, last night...
You get
night,
permission to do one, I'll...
Last night, I had a nice big tumbler of rum and Diet Vanilla Coke.
Rum? And,
yeah, well, we were out of vodka.
Right.
And I walked over and gave my wife a kiss, and she said, I was making the drink, and she said, are you putting vodka in with Diet Vanilla Coke? And I said, no, we're out of vodka, it's rum. I said, I just put a little bit in.
How was it?
And I took a sip, and I went over and I kissed her, and I said, mwah, love you. And she said... Oh, Jesus, how much rum did you put in there?
Mm.
It was good.
Hi, this is Frida. You can leave a message on my cell. Thank you.
I
bye.
Think that is a yes.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Okay.
All right, bring in a couple of glasses.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Just bring in the glasses, and we'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Keep it to a shot or less, I would recommend. It's nice to cruise on.
Gotcha.
Any ice, or are we just taking it dry?
No, I think Buzz had it dry, and Charlie had it right out of the bottle. Joe's joining us as well. Hi,
that is a shock
to
me.
Follow the logic. Hi, Joe. All right, well, fill it up.
And thanks again to Who Buzz, Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob Froiling.
Jacob Froiling.
Of greenferry.org.
Herr Froiling, the booze is here.
Here's the only thing I think, Buzz. I think that if we're all going to take the plunge and join,
welcome,
that you should probably have one more with us.
That's probably a good idea.
You're sure you don't want me to coast a little while first?
Sure.
All right.
That was about a shot.
I'll wait till you guys catch.
Yeah, that's about a shot.
I'll wait till you guys catch up with me.
Right, see, I didn't get a tremendous amount.
It's about an ounce and a half.
I've had essentially a shot.
Okay.
Mike, that look right, Don?
See, Mike, yours and mine are exactly, hold it up.
See?
The same.
We got the same amount. That look right?
Yep.
All right. You find it's similar to Buca, but lighter.
Okay, and right. Joe? Right. Joe's is about three times the size of ours.
And highly
the
flammable.
The bottle is already
Rob,
half
are you,
gone.
Rob, are you...
I can't. I'm on the log.
Okay. Rob's on the log.
You're on the log. What do you mean you're on the log?
Well,
you're
Rob,
on the...
after I drink mine, I'll jump on the log for just a minute.
Very good.
That means Rob has to write down when
we
play the commercials.
That's true. We have to do that. Is that
all
right, Charlie?
All right, well, then, guys, here's to swimming
with bow-legged women.
Cheers. Down the hatch.
Nose to nose, your toes is...
Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in north central Maryland, Frederick, until 7:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 6:41 p.m., a tornado was reported 12 miles south of Ballinger Creek, moving north at 30 miles per hour. A tornado was reported a tornado on the ground. This is a life-threatening situation. Take cover now. Some locations near the path of this tornado include Ballinger Creek, Braddock Heights, Emmitsburg, Frederick, Thurmont, and Walkersville. A tornado has been confirmed. If you are near the path of this tornado, take cover now. If no underground shelter is available, move to an interior room on the lowest floor. Mobile homes and vehicles should be abandoned for more substantial shelter. Avoid windows.
Yeah, I see that.
Mine's still full.
You make me sad.
Why do I make you
sad? No, go ahead. Come on now.
I will after I see what it does to you.
Well, I just did it.
I know, but Buzz said it takes 2 to 3 minutes for, like, your eyes to start bleeding. or for your fingernails to fall out, or whatever it is that happens when that happens. Now, you're not going to get me now if you do your fall down trick. You're not going to get me, but go ahead, because I love it anyway.
No, you can't do the fall down trick after you spotlight it.
Well, no, go ahead and do it, because I love
can't.
It. Why? I can't!
Because we're giving away a brand new Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages 2CB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
I'm a pro. Look it up.
Look it up.
Look.
You are.
Jesus. I'm out of breath.
So did it knock you on your ass or what? Yes or no?
May I tell you all something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gentlemen, you're looking at a... You're not going to probably get the same reaction from me that
That's
you would get
right.
from anybody else.
You know.
However, you, my friend, who are a bit more of a teetotaler than I am...
Yeah.
Teetotaler?
I...
Oh, boy.
How are you doing, Charlie? Step up to the microphone. Charles Broyhill.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Maybe I need more.
I think so, Charlie.
I will not be having any more.
Charlie, have a little more.
I feel... But you know, if Rob was doing it, you would have done it.
No. Will you stop it with the if Rob did it, I would
If Rob
done
was doing it. Well, why didn't you do it?
Because I got to run the show.
But you said you were the one that said, let's all do it.
I know, because I wanted you all to do it. And now you all did it.
We've been tricked.
So...
Now you all did it.
So...
So what?
We.
Gay.
So gay. Mike, now listen, I'm not going to allow peer pressure
come on,
to make...
Imagine I have a basketball. Come on. You gonna cry? You gonna cry?
Come on, do it. I don't have to take it, Mike.
Come on, Don. Feel creative.
I don't have to take it anymore.
I'm plenty creative, ooh, fellas.
He is.
Okay, we're going to break. Here's the
hey, thing. Can I say something?
Please.
Yeah.
I knocked it back. I knocked it back. Charlie, you're on your second one.
Yeah.
Joseph, come on. Joe, go for it.
Smells like something I clean my pores.
One, two, three. Go for it. Come on. Knock it back. Go.
I don't want to be the only one.
There you go.
It right. is it is go. The strongest stuff I've know, ever... Yeah,
now, now you know that our schedule is going to be hopelessly effed up today.
Oh, no.
Charlie, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
We're going to have to break and play some commercials now.
Yes, we do.
All right. Okay, how's that?
Whatever floats
how's
your
that
boat.
How's that private pile?
Whatever floats your boat.
You're giving me those private pile eyes right now. Like, hi, Joker.
Hi,
hi Joker.
It is... I will tell you this. It is exactly... Exactly like a needlepoint how that guy described it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just feel zeroed in. It is a very, very interesting feeling. It is not, you know, you don't feel like out of control or anything like that.
How about you, Buzz?
I would agree with Mike.
It's
feel good. You know, I've got a little buzz on, but I think I can continue to function.
Makes you feel friendly.
Yeah.
Makes you feel real friendly.
Very friendly.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
All right, we're going to break for a second.
How y'all doing?
We're going to break for a second. I guess we'll have to get a big bus to drive everybody home tonight. Just say no. We'll get in our cars and go home, but I ain't driving everybody home tonight. I drove Buzz home the last time.
Right.
I ain't driving all you guys home tonight.
Come on.
No, come on.
you'll be able to do the show. You'll be able to do the show without any problem.
You know, that is peer pressure.
I know it's peer pressure, but you kind of said you were going to do it, and it's, you know.
I know I kind of did.
Just, yeah, give it a shot.
I kind of did.
By now?
Yeah.
You know that stuff we used to do before we go on stage, that Sambuca stuff?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but we weren't doing... We weren't doing a live radio show then. We were doing a stage show then, where we could go out and we could...
What if you called... You did get through to your wife.
Well, it's not even my wife. I mean, I don't need my wife's permission. It's my life. Mike, don't hit the microphone.
Come on.
Don't hit the microphone. Come on.
I was just walking down the hallway,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I was on the moon.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Joe felt like he was on the moon. But what's different than that? Thanks so much, everybody, for sticking around with the best of Don and Mike for these past couple weeks. Don and Mike, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara, and the whole Wacky Zoo crew will be back live in studio on Monday, so make sure you join us at that time. What can you expect on Monday? Well, of course, you will get the wacky recap of the vacation, which is always good. I know that Don spent some time with Buzz, and so that should be funny. Also, you know who's nuts? Is that Mark Cuban. He's a nuts billionaire, and we're going to have him on the show. Also, oh my God, forget about last year's telethon tapes. Monday, Don will start not playing the new telethon tapes. So you'll get your Jerry Lewis recap. Make sure you join us at that time. I'd love to stick around longer, but I must go. My funnel cloud is waiting. I will see you on Monday. Go Redskins. Oh, it'd be nice if the door worked, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Well, until it cues. Hold on. This sometimes works. Listen to what I'm going to do. Bet it works now. Let's see. Oh, I would have lost my money. It's card 6, everybody. Here we go. Let's try it in card player number 5. There we go. Go Redskins. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.